much about.
Hello, I'm taking a dump.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
It's a bizarre story about an attempted rape. Apparently a dude climbed in the window and tried to get in bed with this guy's sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she beat him off.
Whoa,
she beat him
whoa,
up. She beat
whoa.
Him up. She beat him
that
up.
That is not how I heard the story.
She beat him up no. and scared him off.
That would change the whole song.
That's what I mean.
I thought he left unsatisfied.
No, that's what happened. That is what happened.
94.3. It's KMGX Magic FM, the station that's growing faster than ever. And that, of course, is thanks to you and your friends.
Yeah.
Lisa May here. It's been awfully nice. I will be out of here at 3 o'clock. And, of course, Bob Taylor comes in, so watch out. He'll be taking you through right till 7. So have a great afternoon and keep it here at Magic FM.
Good job, man.
And now,
good morning, binge drinkers.
Our feature presentation.
That's all of you.
It is. Bob Taylor's coming in, so watch out.
Watch out.
Because we know what a crazy man Bob Taylor is. There's no telling what's going to go on this station if Bob Taylor's behind the board.
Is watching out good or bad? I mean, watch out.
Oh.
Because he's going to wow you?
Yeah.
Do you remember him?
Yeah, I think he's going to. Yeah. I wonder what happened to Bob Taylor. Yeah. Don't you?
Dead.
You got the last laugh, didn't you, Lisa?
Yes, yep. I did.
Hey, speaking of dead.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Bean does love death.
Yep.
I do love death. And, of course, the ultimate death is right around the corner. You know, we are in the end times. Everyone knows that. It is time to warn the people, sound the trumpet, because 2012 is right around the corner. We've all, you know, our whole lives, we've heard the Mayan calendar and blah, blah, blah. And December, what is it, December 12th, 2012? Is that what they say is the end of the world?
Sure.
Well, now, I mean, I've planned my life out with that as the end date. You
good,
know?
Good.
I know everything I'm buying on credit cards next year. but now this group based in Oakland called the Family Radio Worldwide is convinced and is putting up billboards all over the country that Judgment Day begins on May 21st, 2011.
What? Now, no one told us this.
That's 5 weeks from now, I want to say. No, 9 weeks from now. 9 weeks from now, because it's March now. So 9 weeks from now, May 21st, 2011. Now, they say, and we got to get these guys on. We got to find out what the details are. But they say that the judgment will be finalized on May 21st for believers and non-believers in Jesus, which makes it sound like to me like that's the day you have to have your lottery ticket bought by if you
right.
plan on, you know, surviving the apocalypse.
Right.
But that it will take 5 months for the actual end to come, and the world will end on October 21st. That's the end of everything.
But wait,
so,
you said May 21st, 2011.
That's right. And then 5 months later, the whole world ends on October 21st. So May 20, like I said, they say you've got to be saved by then. But the actual process of the world ending and the end times is going to be 5 months.
Okay.
So in that space between, if you haven't done
it's
it, oh well.
Paperwork.
Yeah,
right.
It's paperwork.
Yeah, yeah.
It's processing.
Yeah. It's processing, exactly. You've got to be down with the Lord, or, you know, you can wake up on May 22nd. It's too late. You can go, oh my God, I see the error of my ways. I love God so much. Please save me. Don't kill me. Don't kill me. You know, don't send me to hell. But it's too late at that point. Your paperwork's already late at that point.
Okay.
I didn't think God needed paperwork.
I don't know. This is why I want to have him on. I have so many questions.
Okay.
Apparently, Harold Camping is a representative from the Family Radio Worldwide. He did an interview with Public Radio yesterday, and he was pinned down for some details. Like, for instance, and Kevin, this is the kind of question you would ask. What time on May 21st?
Sure. Because you want to really live it up before you
You want to live it up, yeah. Right? He says the interviewer asked, is it 6 p.m. Pacific or Greenwich Mean Time or local time? What is it? The pastor described that events would take 24 hours and start in one place and move through the other regions. So it's a whole day long last day before you get it. So, again, I need a lot of questions here, a lot of questions answered here.
So can you buy yourself more time by flying to a different time zone?
I bet you can.
Because you really want to milk it, right? I mean, you really want to get everything out of it you can.
Yeah, as long as they have not already, you know, as long as Judgment Day has already come to their time zone, yeah.
Okay.
If you want to spend your last day on an airplane before, you know, your fate is sealed, I guess you can do that, but I wouldn't.
Well, I like, you know, I like to show up late, B. I like to get everything I can out of life before I have to meet the deadline.
But they are very serious about this. Like I said, they're spending tons of money. They're going all around the country trying to spread the word. Like I said, warn the people, sound the trumpets, and make sure everybody is on board knowing. I mean, have you seen these billboards? They're all over. They're all over.
This is odd. I haven't
They say the Bible guarantees it.
Guarantees it?
And you know, I've read quite a bit on this topic over the years, and even the most informed Bible scholars will tell you that it's insane to try to put a specific date on it. In fact, you know, there are other places in the Bible where they say nobody knows when the end times are going to come.
Right.
You can't predict it.
Apparently Family Radio does.
Right.
Family
exactly.
Radio, so. What is it? Family Radio?
Yeah. I just wanted to put the word out there if people are on the fence, Jesus, good guy, bad guy, not sure. If you're going to make up your mind, make it up by May 21st because it looks like that's the deadline to get your paperwork in. And then we all die October 21st.
Wow, this is some information I wasn't aware I was going to get today.
I know, it's kind of a bad start.
Does it change anything? Yeah.
You've worn your last Halloween costume. I mean, when you start looking at it in those terms, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. There's no more Christmas.
Yeah,
that's
it changes
Christmas
everything.
Is done.
I'll tell you why, because you dress up like Halloween again between now and then, even though there's no opportunity, because you know May 21st your last opportunity.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, you really have to cram it all in.
You know, I got hats off to Bean for keeping his Christmas tree up.
See, now I don't look so stupid, do I?
No, you don't. Because I won't get to put mine up.
Mm. That's right. I've got one more Christmas left in me, and you don't.
Because you can't do it in 9 weeks?
Well, that seems like a lot of work.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that story. We got to get
absolutely.
Hold of them, though.
Absolutely. We have to get them. I mean, I'm deeply, deeply troubled by this.
I would suggest you don't need to be deeply troubled by it. Let's talk about today's Kevin Amico, shall we?
I love these guys. They make funny with their mouths.
Well, we try. Adam Kroll's on the program today. This week in Rage. Love him so much. We have our new feature, Let's Make Fun of Bean.
Hey, now.
Again.
How is that a new feature? Haven't we been doing that
feature.
Every day for years?
We're dressing it up a little. We have a jingle and stuff.
Does it have a jingle now?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I don't have it yet, but yeah. It will. It'll have a jingle.
And it'll be great.
Let's Make Fun of Bean. You were abducted by aliens. We're going to take your calls today. Ralph's worried we're not going to get any calls. Bean's a little worried.
I am.
I'm not at all.
I'm with
These
you.
Are our peeps.
Yeah.
I've never met anyone who believes they were abducted by aliens, and I know that's only anecdotal within the small circle of people that I come in contact with.
You really don't sample a large sample size, though. That's the thing with you.
Have you? Have Numbers. You ever met anyone who believes they were abducted by an alien?
I don't remember.
Lisa?
No, not. But it's also not been a topic of conversation a lot. Like everyone I meet, I don't ask, have you been abducted
isn't
by aliens?
That question one?
Do you think? But, no.
Wouldn't they bring it up, though? Isn't it significant enough that it would come up?
People think that you'll think they're crazy. So, no,
well,
I don't think it comes up.
They are crazy.
They are crazy, but.
Well, see, now see what you're doing right there. You're shutting people down.
That's true. You're right. They won't tell us if we act
right,
like that.
Stop
Good
that.
Good point. All right. We're going to talk to a dude who is surviving Lent by making his own. And only drinking his own beer.
That's all of his food and drink for the 40-whatever days it is of Lent. He's surviving on his own homemade beer.
Now, I don't know why it has to be homemade.
And I think that's so he can regulate what goes in it so that he can try to make it as healthy as possible. Like, if I'm that guy, I'm throwing steaks and potatoes and everything else in there. I'm trying to turn it into food.
But this is beer. You don't want to do that to beer.
I don't know. We got, again, many questions for this guy. All right. By the way, is he going to be pissed when the world ends and he spent the last 40 days just drinking beer, nothing else?
We have John Oliver on the program today. Talking about his New York stand-up show on Comedy Central. Very funny. And Rainn Wilson will be on the program as well.
Great.
Wow.
Pretty strong, right? Rainn Wilson is in Super and three other movies in the next 2 weeks, I believe. So we'll talk to him as well. We will take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat now.
If Ralph Garman were here, what would he be saying right now on the Kevin and Bean Show?
I'd be saying, you picked a good time to listen to the Showbiz Beat.
Oh, really?
Yep, because I'm going to give away a trip to Las Vegas.
Woo! Oh, come on.
Right now! Usually I give away passes to movie premieres and that kind of stuff, which is all good things, don't get me wrong.
I love those.
But rarely do I get the ability to give away a trip to Vegas. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's all about this new show, Absinthe. That is taking place at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. The new show is, it's like Cirque du Soleil on acid, performed by the cast of Rocky Horror, while you're tripping on cough syrup, and you're at a massage parlor.
All right.
You got a good visual now, what you're going to get?
No, but I'm in.
All right. It is circus, burlesque, vaudeville, it all happens at Caesar's Palace. The show is called Absinthe. You can go to absinthevegas.com for more details. But basically, it is a surreal... Remember the movie Moulin Rouge? Well, Kevin, you don't. You probably didn't see Moulin Rouge.
I do. How dare you?
What?
Buzz Lerman. I love that movie. I haven't watched it since. But
good old Buzz Lerman.
Buzz Lerman. Right after he got back from space, he directed that movie. Baz Luhrmann, I believe, is the director.
All right, fine.
But remember that sequence when they were all drinking the absinthe and they saw the green fairy and everything was sort of weird and colors and lights and dancing and it was all musical and sexy and whatnot?
No, but I'm in.
Okay. Anyway, that's what absinthe is. You can check it out at Las Vegas's Caesars Palace Hotel. It's all happening. Right now, just opened up. I'm going to give you a trip to Vegas, which includes hotel accommodations and dinner for two at Caesar's Palace, as well as tickets for the new show. If you'd like to go, be caller number 12 right now, 1-800-520-1067. You can check out the new show by Spiegelworld, and that's the name of the company, the troupe that puts on the show. And I had first heard about them in New York in 2006, I think, is when they opened their show there. And I had friends who went and said it was one of the trippiest, most fun experiences they've ever had. So
fantastic.
New show in Vegas, and you're going to have a chance to check it out before anybody else. Thanks to me!
Are you paying for this?
No, not so much. Right. Thanks to the folks at Caesar's Palace. But all right, Charlie Sheen.
Guilty.
He's not been charged with anything. No. Today. He's got his comedy tour coming up, and then what will he be doing after the comedy tour? What happens in a month when it's all over?
6 feet under?
Well, if you're really convinced that's what it is, you should lay some money over on sportsinteraction.com. They have put up the odds for what lies in Charlie Sheen's future after the tour is over. Now, keep in mind, whatever it is must be officially announced before June 30th. Or all bets are off. But here are the odds.
Okay.
Serves time in prison. 3-2. That's the favorite right now. That's the safe
really?
Money. Yeah. They're assuming he's going to do something bad enough. He's going to screw up badly enough that he's going to spend some sort of time in jail or prison.
Okay.
Announces he will run for president in 2012 is a 3-1.
That would be the best.
That's another safe money bet. Get his own talk show on Fox. 7-1. Moves into the Playboy Mansion, also 7-1. I think that would be a much, much higher odd proposition, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Launches his own sports tipping service. 8-1 odds. Moves to Ireland to sober up. Okay, now they're just being silly.
See, because you don't go to Ireland to sober up.
Is 8-1. Moves in with Mel Gibson is 12-1.
Oh, come on.
Tries out for the Cleveland Indians, 25-1. Gets back with Denise Richards, 35-1. So those are your odds for what Charlie's going to be doing.
Well, Dad is not on the list.
No, it isn't.
That's a write-in bet, I guess, Kevin.
Yeah.
Interesting news today. Charlie will be able to see his children again. The restraining order that kept him away from his soon-to-be ex-wife, Brooke Mueller, and their kids has been dropped. However, this is the deal. He has to be evaluated by a licensed medical professional.
Duh.
A psychiatrist will have to sit down with Charlie and see what's going on inside that noggin of his before he gets to see his kids and his...
Stop with your silliness.
Soon to be ex-wife.
Will they air that? Because that'd be fascinating.
That's what we want to see. Yeah. Enough with him talking into a internet camera.
Yep.
The court insists on someone neutral who hasn't previously treated him, so there could be no bias. And whatever that psychiatrist says will be taken into account by the court as to the visitation privileges he gets with his kids.
What do you think the chances are that Charlie Sheen gave Jimmy Kimmel herpes the other night when he kissed him in the mouth?
Oh, how dare you, sir.
3-2 I saw on the internet.
Charlie's just added another girlfriend, another goddess.
Oh, fantastic.
To the harem.
They're so lucky.
She is 26-year-old Megan Levant.
I bet she's not ugly.
She is not ugly. However, she has that look about her.
The
Hollywood party girl scene really has done a lot of damage in a very short period of time. Look,
right? Kind of worn out.
Yeah, she is well known on the club scene. She's seen in all the hot spots. According to her bio, she loves porn movies. Well, that helps.
All right.
She regularly is a visitor at the Playboy Mansion. She goes to all the parties there, and often wears next to no clothing. So
you must let me impose my will all over your face.
She is so perfect. To add to the stable of goddesses up there at the Sober Valley Lodge. So congratulations, Charlie. Another day, another Charlie Sheen story, another Spider-Man turn off the dark injury.
Oh, no, this show is just doomed.
TV Carpio, the actress who replaced Natalie Mendoza in the troubled Broadway show in the role of Arachne, was injured this week when she got hit in the head by a piece of equipment. Had to drop out of the show for 2 weeks under doctor's orders because of whiplash. She is the fifth actress to be injured since last fall. And the show, luckily, is currently retooling for an opening in mid-June, so they're going dark for the next couple of weeks anyway. So
The problem is that they're trying a lot of stunts, a lot of flying around and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Poorly?
They've had problems with the safety regarding that.
Okay.
But that's not the biggest problem for the show.
Oh, it isn't?
Okay. No. Apparently the script is a mess, and the direction is a mess, and the music is off. And so they've turned off the lights.
Okay.
They've turned off the dark. Yeah. Isn't that funny? And they are retooling it, and then they're going to reopen in June officially. So we'll see what happens. Can it ever recoup? Can it ever bounce back from this?
I don't know. Haven't they spent tens of millions of dollars on it already?
Yeah, about $80 million.
Oh,
so
it's
far.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's the most expensive Broadway production.
It's quite a
history.
Hole to dig out of, you know?
Sure is.
It's already run longer than I thought it would, I'll tell you that. It's still making $1 million a week when it's up.
And the Lohan family just can't get out of their own way. Michael, as we mentioned before, was arrested by West Hollywood police this week on three counts of domestic violence, including false imprisonment, inflicting corporal injury on a cohabitant, and preventing the report of a victimization. This all happened when he allegedly attacked his sometime girlfriend, Kate Major. Now, Lindsay is supposed to be entering her, well, accepting or not accepting her no contest plea this Friday in that little matter of the grand theft charges. However, her mom, Dina, spoke to the London Sun newspaper and said, "My children don't steal."
Well, that should settle it.
So there's no way a guilty plea could be an option in her eyes. Luckily, she is not Lindsay's lawyer, so we'll wait and see what happens on Friday. She's so proud her kids don't steal. What about your kid being a drug addict and bouncing around from club to club? Even in New York this past week, she's been seen going from nightclub to nightclub to nightclub.
Well, she's helping people stay sober.
She's not helping anyone. Well,
she'd never had a chance. We've said that before. Her parents just guaranteed that she's going to be a mess up.
Dina said they want this to be over with as soon as possible so that Lindsay can get back to work.
Drinking?
Everyone apparently is knocking on her door demanding that she get back into movies. I don't buy it. Not a bit. And congratulations to our buddy Psycho Mike Catherwood. ABC's 2-hour season premiere of Dancing with the Stars was able to take advantage of Two and a Half Men being a rerun and some other week programming on the other network, pulled in 22.3 million viewers. Those are American Idol numbers.
Yeah. Mike probably wishes fewer people had seen it.
How dare you, sir. So congratulations. Monday, he dances again for our entertainment.
Doing the jive.
The jive is like the jitterbug, right? It's like the
The
40s,
so, yeah.
Shake your ass and wave your hands in the air kind of dance, right?
I wish you guys could have been in the office when Dave the King of Mexico was telling us all about the foxtrot and how difficult it is.
Oh, now, it's hard. Yeah. It's a hard dance.
And now Mike had the hardest dance. Nobody else had the...
Oh, foxtrot is hard.
It's very technical. And
what? Because he was in Step Up 3D? He thinks he knows all about the different kinds of the Lord of the Dance now?
I tell you, he went on for like a minute and a half, and finally we said, whoa, what are you? How do you know all this?
Oh, I know a lot about foxtrot.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Rick Ocasek, lead singer for the legendary band The Cars.
Wow.
Is 62 years
and
old.
And they're
today.
Back, too. Ralph, have you heard their new song?
I have not.
Got their first new Cars album in 20-something years coming out soon, and their new single's out.
Can you play a little clip of the new single? I haven't heard it. I'd like to hear some of it.
You know, it's funny about The Cars because it doesn't matter whether their songs are made in 1980, 1990, or 2011. They sound exactly the same. All Cars songs sound exactly the same, and I guess that's because of Rick Ocasek. And you'll recognize his voice as you hear it here. I think you can tell they haven't changed a bit since Let's Go and Shake It Up.
That's Rick.
That's the death metal version of Friday.
What? Yeah.
I hit the wrong button. Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Did you see her on Jay Leno, by the way?
No.
Rebecca Black appearing on Jay Leno?
I have a Jay Leno boycott.
I've got the Black Plague, so.
I saw the clip on the intranet.
All right.
And she is not backing down off of this at all. She's not licking her wounds. She's out there, hey, look at me, and God bless her. And then she promptly got up and lip-synced to the Friday show.
Wow.
The Friday song, performing it live on the Jay Leno show.
Yeah. About a minute of it. It was pretty weak sauce.
I thought she
might have been singing along with the record, but she wasn't doing herself any favors, that's for sure.
Chaka Khan celebrates her birthday today.
Chaka Khan.
She's 58 years old. Katherine Keener is 52. Richard Grieco. Woo! The Greeks.
Does he go by the Greeks?
I don't think so. Because no. People would be confused. Right. They expect a guy named Mikos to come by the house, and they got Richard Grieco there. So. He is 46 years old. Carrie Russell. Remember back when she was Felicity?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Cute.
She's 35 years old. And Michelle Monaghan, speaking of cute. He's also 35. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Funny man John Oliver, who I believe, by the way, may actually be almost American now. I think he got his green card. He's here legally and the whole deal. He'll be joining us from Comedy Central's Daily Show and also from Community in just about a minute or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I'm so glad that we have this time, Kevin, because here's a piece of tape I have been dying to get on the air ever since I got it a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
You're going to really identify with this person because we've all been there. Anyone who's done a radio show has been there. Her name is Kate Wilson. She is working on an Australian news organization, and she's the one at the top of the hour who reads the news.
Right.
She's in the booth by herself. It's 2:59 a.m. She's preparing to go on the air to the nation, and she gets the hiccups.
All right.
We've all been there, but she has no choice. She's the only person there. She has to go on, and she does the news with the hiccups. Let's hear a little bit of that.
3AW 693 News.
15 degrees in Melbourne, a shower or two today, a top of 19, it's 3 o'clock. Good.
Now, when that happens, you know she's thinking, oh my God, I just hiccuped. Now what am I going to do? Because I'm live on the air. I can't stop.
I can't
play a record. I've just got to keep going.
I like when it happens during a word, too, not between words.
Good morning. I'm Kate Wilson. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has urged his supporters not to believe the lies he says are being told about what's happening in their country. He's again blamed Al-Qaeda for the violence which has spread across Libya and threatens his regime. Gaddafi was speaking in front of supporters at a ceremony to mark 34 years of his country's people power style of government.
At some point, doesn't she go, hey, I apologize, I have the hiccups?
She's not missing a beat.
No, she just keeps on going. She's amazing.
It's such a serious topic, too.
Right.
And I've listened to this tape several times now, and it always cracks me up. Yes, that she keeps going, and B, that there's nothing else she can do. She doesn't have a choice.
Sure.
You can't get rid of hiccups under that kind of pressure when you're on live national radio. There's nothing you can do. But I need to hear a few more.
I would
be. The Libyan people have felt that it has been stabbed in this dignity. And a challenge has been set. If Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm listening to the soundbite going, oh, I got a minute to get myself together here before I have to talk again.
Drink some water. Put a pencil in my mouth. How do I do it? I can't remember all those.
He's attacked. This is not acceptable.
Meantime, a Libyan warplane has bombed an area near an ongoing clash between pro and anti-Gaddafi rebels.
Is she the best?
She is the best. I think I would bail out and go to a commercial. I really do. I think I'd just say...
But how can you do that if you're running the national news to all of the affiliates?
Dude,
and they've all across the whole country.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It seems like she does have hopes that it'll end, though.
Yeah, all right. I think we have time for one more before we bring John Oliver on.
No casualties have been reported from the blast in the eastern town of Brescia. Four toddlers have had a miracle survival after a car crashed through a cubby house at a Maui childcare center.
It's all super serious stories.
Yes.
She's not even doing like wacky news or anything,
That's
or the sports
awesome.
Or anything. It's super serious.
And she, of course, went viral almost immediately.
Sure.
And she heard from everybody all over the world. And she had, I saw her interviewed after, the next day, and she had a really good sense of humor about it. She's like, look, what are you going to do? It happens. It's not that big a deal, but it certainly was funny. I'm glad I got to hear it.
What's the leading theory on that? Because I always thought it was like drinking water with a pencil in your mouth.
You know what I've tried recently that absolutely has worked the three times I did it is keys down your back. Remember we talked to someone?
Dumb.
Totally worked.
Dumb.
Swear
what?
To God.
Remember, B, we had this conversation. People call it with their tips. And somebody...
I do Jimmy's thing, which is what you were describing, which is put a pencil between your teeth and then drink water.
That works,
keeps your throat open. But how does the keys work if it doesn't have anything
I
to do with your mouth?
No, but I've tried it three times now, and it worked every time.
Maybe it just distracts you. It can't work.
We talked to someone that had like an medical encyclopedia a long time ago of sort of wives' tales, things that worked, and that was one of them.
Causes it? I mean, what makes it work?
I can't remember, but there was a theory behind it. You take like your keys and you just slide them down your bare skin of your back.
Under your shirt.
Yeah.
And then your hiccups go away.
Yes.
Well, maybe she should have tried that.
Maybe she should have.
Somebody bring me keys!
I don't know. All right. Well, we are now officially completely out of time, but I believe we have John Oliver on. So shall we spend 60 seconds with him?
Sure.
Yes.
Hey, hey John, how's it going? Really good to have you on, man. What's going on?
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me. Let's do this very quickly.
John Oliver, who, of course, we love as a correspondent on The Daily Show. He's the official British correspondent for the program and is a recurring character on Community. Has a show on Comedy Central that I'm embarrassed to say, John, as a fan of yours, I have not previously seen, but it has aired before. This is a second season coming back already?
Well, that shows we've been doing a great job of publicity then.
You have
someone
a promotions
who already
team.
Likes what I'm doing wasn't aware of the first season's
yes.
existence.
And V loves you.
I do. I'm a huge fan of yours, and I watch Comedy Central, so somehow I think Daniel Tosh is getting all of their promotional minutes.
That must be it. So I'm trying to rectify that by calling people individually now to let them know.
Yes.
Excellent.
It's called John Oliver's New York Stand-Up Show, and the plus yep. side is we get about 10 minutes or so of you doing your hilarious stand-up, and then you hand it off to some no-names that we don't care about. Do I have that right?
That's right. Oh, so you've been reading the publicity package there. I believe we capitalized no-names as well. Thanks for landing on that quite so hard.
Yes. So, John...
Some of my favorite comics, people like Maria Bamford and Pete Holmes and newer comedians like Marina Franklin and... Kumail Nanjiani. Yeah, they're very good. They're very good. They may not have the names you want.
Right.
They certainly are funny.
Comedy Central has done as much as any television network, to promote comedians over the years. I mean, that's how that's kind of their bread and butter. And you do stand up and you travel a lot. Is there a lot of undiscovered talent out there? A lot of people who should be more well known than they are that your show is trying to help make that happen?
Well, that's been the most fun part of this. So, you know, doing gigs around the country and in terrible backroom bars in New York, I tend to see some very new people, like Mike Lawrence, for instance, who's been working in Miami McDonald's for the last 7 years.
Yes.
But who is fantastic.
Wait, and he's doing really stand-up in that McDonald's?
Yeah, that's right. He does stand-up. It's a new thing they're trying down there.
I like it.
Try and shift Big Macs. he worked down there for 7 years.
Wow.
And so now he's doing stand-up. He's very, very good. This is his first time on TV. And it was very exciting to be part of that for him.
I love that you're a foreigner, yet you come over here and you help make Americans' dreams come true, John.
That's right. I'm a foreigner who's come to take one American job.
Correct.
But he's creating American jobs while here.
There you go. John Oliver's New York Stand-Up Show premieres with a new season Thursday night, March 24th at midnight on Comedy Central. Definitely check it out. John, I wish we had more time. We're big fans. Let's do it again soon.
That sounds great.
Thank you, man. Bye.
Vinny Guadaguinaguinohoa? Is that
yes.
the guy we're talking to
yes.
in the Jersey Shore? Do I have that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's Samoan.
the good news I've been waiting for, Jersey Shore season finale airs this Thursday night. We'll talk to Vinny, find out his thoughts coming up after the top of the hour on the Kevin Beach Show.
Why you got to drink the Haterade, yo?
Why am I bringing the Hateration?
That's a good question.
That's on the way from the Kevin Beach Show. Also, Adam Carolla this week in Rage because it is Wednesday right now. Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat.
Speaking of Mr. Adam Carolla, I do want to put a shout out to folks who may be interested. Saturday night at 10 p.m. at the John Lovitz Comedy Club at Universal City Walk. The reunion that everyone has been asking for. And by everyone, I mean some guy in Covina keeps emailing me. Adam Carolla and I back together again for the first time in many, many years doing Hollywood Babylon together.
Oh, fantastic. How about that?
Two of us on stage for 90 minutes, cracking wise and just being angry.
These guys used to live together.
We did. And we used to perform together. We used to work together at a place called the Acme Comedy Theater for many years. And he went one way, up. I went another way, down. And we're going to get a chance to work together for the first time, really work together, first time in a very, very long time. So we're both very excited. Well, I'm excited. I think he's doing me a favor, but I'm excited to be working with Adam again.
I don't think Adam knows where he is. He just keeps talking, and they just kind of point him in a different direction, different venue.
He really is the perfect co-host for a show like Hollywood Babylon I do with Kevin Smith, because Smith is like that too. I go out there and I break I don't break stories, but I talk about the showbiz news and whatnot, and then whoever's sitting next to me just has to crack wise about the stories.
Mm-hmm. And he can do that about
anyone?
And
you know, Adam can do that about anything you bring up. He's got a take and an opinion and a joke. It's really going to be just magical.
It might Saturday be night this week?
Might be the easiest show I've ever done, actually.
Yeah, you just say, hey, Charlie Sheen, go, and then you go off and get a beer.
I can, like, shoot a starter's pistol and then come back 90 minutes later and then wrap it up and take a bow. So, tonight, not tonight, Saturday night, 10 p.m. at the John Lovitz Comedy Club. You can go to babbleonralph.com for more details and to buy tickets, but love to have you come out and say hi. Oh, I guess we all saw this was coming. She's been in the hospital for some time with congestive heart failure. ABC News confirms that Elizabeth Taylor, screen legend, has passed away at the age of 79.
From the Flintstones movie, right?
Yeah, the Flintstones movie. People who aren't movie fans probably don't recognize the magnitude of movie star that Elizabeth Taylor was.
I don't think I've ever seen her in a movie.
Take Angelina Jolie and then multiply it by Megan Fox.
I don't, that's confusing. That's too much.
Then add
someone else hot.
Kristen Stewart.
What?
I'm just trying to talk about sheer popularity and screen power. She was the biggest box office star in the world at one point. And considered the most beautiful actress in Hollywood and considered one of the best actresses in Hollywood. It was a rare, it still is a rare combination. She was a star at the age of 12.
Wow.
Her first movie hit was National Velvet at 12 years old. And she was a star from that point on until, I guess, the 70s when her her box office draw started to wane a bit. But always a presence, always a star. People always talked about her and took pictures of her. But she was in some movies, man. I got to tell you, if you've never seen Giant with Rock Hudson and James Dean or Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, or Cleopatra that she made in 1963. She was the highest paid actress in the world at that time when she was paid $1 million to play Cleopatra. Oh,
crazy.
People couldn't imagine you would pay an actor $1 million to do something. It was beyond comprehension. She won an Oscar for Best Actress in Leading Role in 1960 for Butterfield 8. And she was also the subject of all kinds of tabloid stories. Her and her husband, Richard Burton, were a legendary Hollywood couple. So,
what's the point of this story?
It's just, it's interesting to look back over the life of someone who was a big Hollywood star. And a real beauty. I know, Kevin, you think she was always old, but if you go back...
To me, she was always old.
You take some time to go back and look at her in the 50s and 60s, look at photos of her, she was stunning. Had purple eyes.
Purple?
Yes. Indigo colored eyes. Hmm. Anyway, she's gone.
We've lost Kevin.
We have lost Kevin, I know. But it's important to, once in a while, just to...
That's why I thought I'd lead with the Flintstones, because I thought that's the one Elizabeth Taylor movie he might respond to.
Just saying.
Yeah.
She was something else. She will be missed. Hey! Big Love. You guys watched Big Love? Did you watch Big Love on HBO?
I don't, but my wife did.
Came to an end this past weekend. Pulled in 1.6 million people to watch how this series was going to wrap up.
There was a lot of rain here on Sunday, and our satellite went out, so she had recorded it. She was all ready, very excited.
Oh, no.
I get to watch the series finale.
Oh, no.
5 minutes in, it went away.
Oh, I feel bad.
Mine just kept, house. You know how it, like, gets all garbled,
yeah.
and then it just kept skipping. Yeah.
Not her.
So I did sort of watch it.
From everything I've read about it, it sounds like you were the lucky ones, the people who didn't see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It was a disappointment of soprano proportions for most of the fans of the show that I've heard from and that I've read online. But 1.6, pretty strong.
I heard there was a crazy and unnecessary plot jag at the end of it.
Yeah,
that just kind of left everybody like, hey, that's just out of character with the whole show.
And it seemed like they did that just to do that. Like, oh, they'll never see this coming, so we're really going to F with people and have this happen. And no one will expect it, and they'll expect the thing to go one way, but we'll get them with this sort of random incident.
So the dude went into a restroom, and then they started playing Journey.
Exactly, Kevin. My point exactly.
Well, hey, it just went dark. What happened?
Hey, what about the rest of the story where everything was supposed to... American Idol tonight. I'm pretty sure tonight's Motown night, Kevin. So make sure you set up your DVR.
This is showbiz for anyone but me.
The odds, by the way, are out from Bodog.com.
What's the point of this story?
The favorite is my favorite, Pia Toscano.
Oh, nice.
Oh, so, I love me a Pia.
So you love her because she's hot. She's also super talented.
Yeah, she's got an amazing voice.
She leaves this reviewer cold, by the way.
Of course.
She's hot. Because she's hot and talented. And she's popular. And how can you be Captain Contrary if you get on board with someone that everyone else likes, too?
I don't make a connection
with her at all. What if she played
ukulele?
What if she played ukulele and had an English bulldog with needles in it and also didn't eat meat?
She seems like a cold fish to me. In other words, you know, she's going through the motions, but I'm not feeling any kind of connection with what she's saying.
Now you know how we feel working with you every day.
You haven't felt.
You look like a human being. You sound like a human being, but there's just no real connection there.
You haven't really felt that kind of connection in like 15 years, though. Have you been to anyone?
I do with Casey. I feel it with Casey. He's totally my dude, Casey Abrams. How's he doing in the Bodog? What are they saying about him?
Well, Pia is going off at 11-4. Scott McCreary, the country dude, and Lauren Elena are both at 7-2. James Durbin is 5-1. He's the one with Tourette's, Kevin.
Love it.
Yeah. So far, we haven't seen him like... We haven't seen any of that.
He just blinks his eyes a lot. That's kind of disappointing Tourette's.
Yeah.
By the way,
That's not the good kind.
Who's the baseball player on Celebrity Apprentice?
Jose
Canseco. Does he have Tourette's, too?
I don't know.
Because he's got some serious facial ticking going on.
He sure does.
Yeah, it's a little distracting when I watch that show. Your boy Casey Abrams going up at 6-1. He's in the middle of the pack.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Yeah. He looks like Seth Rogen, this Casey. Big, heavy-set dude with a giant beard and stuff like a Zach Galifianakis, Seth Rogen sort of combo.
Not what you picture for the pop machine these days.
But he's talented. Talented guy.
Is he going to be singing a Motown song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Tonight's Motown night, Kevin.
Yep.
Come on.
Elizabeth Taylor's the lucky one, isn't she, Kevin?
No, thank you.
I bet someone heard it through the grapevine tonight. I'm guessing.
They did.
Today's celebrity birthday is Rick Ocasek from The Cars is 62. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan celebrates her 58th birthday. Catherine Keener is 52. Richard Grieco, he was Booker. Also in that movie with Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan. Night at the Roxbury.
Sure.
46 years old. Actress Carrie Russell is 35, as is actress Michelle Monaghan. She's also 35. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Very sad.
What?
This isn't about Elizabeth Taylor. No, this isn't about the end of the world. This is Jersey Shore season finale, guys. There's Thursday night. 10 o'clock on MTV. Then what?
Then long off season.
Right, but then we're on our own. Then we got no Jersey Shore to look forward to on Thursday nights. Is that the kind of life you want to live? Is that the America you want to be in, Kevin? Not me.
Well, no, but I think we saw this coming as we do watch shows, and they do have season finales.
It doesn't mean it hurts any less.
All right, take it easy.
Let's find out how Vinny's holding up. Vinny from the Jersey Shore joins us on the Kevin Bean Show right now. Man, it's all over for another season. What are you going to do, dude?
Yeah, we're going to make another one.
See, there you go. There you go. There's the sun rising the next morning. That's the good news. Yeah, how you doing, Vinny? What's going on, man? How you feeling?
Good. Yeah, we're getting it's over, but you know, we need this time to make more magic in Italy.
Oh, that's right. You're going to Italy. I forgot about that. Awesome.
Yeah. So we don't want you guys to get sick of us. So give us some time off, and then you'll hear back from us in a couple months for our new season.
How happy are you when the cameras unplug and walk away, and you're done filming for whatever season it is, and you get to kind of go back to some semblance of a normal life?
Ooh, it feels so good. It's like, you know, that's 2 months of your life that you didn't have one word that wasn't recorded of your life and on camera. So. It's like you're getting out of jail. It's awesome.
Is it like you're getting out of jail because Snooki stops hitting on you?
No, that still happens.
Still happens.
You know.
Wow. All right.
So she's not doing that for the show. She's doing that because she wants her some Vinny.
Well, it's not for the show. It's just that if we were in, we're just forced to live in that house together. So, when that happens, that's when it happens. But when you're off, we don't really see each other when we're off the show.
Yeah.
Now, Vinny, I don't get this as much with you on the show. You seem like actually a regular kind of normal guy that I could hang out with. And I can't say that about a lot of your castmates. But the impression I get from some of the other Jersey Shore cast members is they know what side of the bread their butter is on, and they know what makes good television, and they go out of their way to be as obnoxious and as crazy as possible to make sure the show keeps being good. Do you get that sense that they're sitting around just kind of plotting, hey, how can we be outrageous this week?
No, it's a little bit, you know what it is? when you do casting, whoever casts it, they already pick those personalities that are originally like that. You know, like Snooki, like on camera, off camera.
Right.
He does some crazy stuff. So, you know, like there's that. But, you know, when a camera's in front of anyone, regardless, you kind of like, and, you know, you have nothing, we have nothing to do. Like, we have no TV, no radio, no anything.
You got to work at the T-shirt shop, man.
Yeah, that's like a small part of it. And then, like, you know, you end up just doing some crazier than normal things. Like, you just, your personality just becomes a little bit, you know, blown up. So that's what happens.
But so it's just, it's an exaggerated.
They always sit around and plot it, but you kind of know, and they're crazy to begin with.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I mean, it's kind of the Big Brother formula, like you said. They take away all other possible distractions, and then all you have to do is interact with one another because there's nothing left.
Right, and when that happens, that's when you see everyone's real true colors come out.
All right, I have a question for you about the last week's episode, I believe it was, when you got the earring.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Yo, he smashed the dev, bro.
What's that hat?
You feel different now? And you look it.
I feel like a G now. I walk with a limp now.
Them earrings changed my man Vinny. He thinks he is the man. He's even walking with a gangster limp. He's got his hat with a gangster lean. Vinny thinks he's the man now. He gets ears pierced.
There you go. All right. You're the man because you got your ears pierced. You're standing by
right?
That.
It's the opposite.
Are you standing by? Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Are you still wearing the earring, though, Vinny?
I took them out. I took them out after a week.
They what?
Really, I didn't really like them. I'm a tattoo guy, not really a piercing guy.
But you had a gangsta limb.
You know, I still kept the gangsta lean, sure. But I took the earrings away.
All right.
Voice of Vinny from the Jersey Shore on the Kevin and Bean Show right now, talking about the season finale, which happens Thursday night at 10 on MTV. What's happening in the final episode? Is there going to be some sort of a cliffhanger, or are you going to wrap things up tidily for this season, Vinny?
I think we wrap it up. We wrap it up, you know, and you know, the cliffhanger, I guess, is if we ever came back in the future, like, what would happen with Ronnie and Sammy, and, you know, mm-hmm. But I think everything else just gets, we put a button on everything, because there's a lot of things that are that are being cliff hung from the rest of the season. So we just got to, like, you know, squash that.
Gotcha. Sammy and Ronnie, let's wrap that one up.
Yeah.
You've had enough to weigh in with that one.
I'm saying, you know, that's the Rachel and Ross of the 2000s. Let's wrap it up. Let's get that one
either
over
be
and
together
on.
Or right. Don't be together. That's what you're saying.
That's
Kevin.
What I'm
we don't,
saying. Yes.
We don't care, but just pick.
Pick. Be done with it. Next.
Speaking of Sammy, Vinny, I'm sure you've been asked because the pictures have been all over the internet this week, but can you confirm or deny whether that's really Sammy in this this new naked photo? Because you would probably recognize her vagina more than I would.
I actually can't recognize Sammy's vagina, but I can't confirm or deny it, but I've asked like some of my sources, and they're saying definitely not.
Definitely not?
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I mean, I was looking at the face. I couldn't. I don't know. I don't think it's her. I really don't. But like I said, I can't confirm or deny it. But when I asked my sources, they said definitely not.
I didn't see her face. Maybe that was part of my problem in identifying her.
All right. Well, keep track of that one down. I'm curious to know whether it is or not, because it's, you know, it's a good it's a good deal either way. That's what I'm saying. All right. Jersey Shore season finale. Vinny, you're a good dude, man. Thanks a lot for coming on. Have a great summer, and hopefully we'll talk to you again next time after you've done Italy, all right?
Thank you, man.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll talk to a man coming up in about 15 minutes or so here who is living on nothing but beer for Lent. Homemade beer. What's that about? We'll find out. First, though, time for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Then go to kevinandbean.com. You can see all of these videos in one place. There are many of them that don't have enough audio for us to focus on. One of them is Mexican Dirty Dancing. Funny as hell. One of them is a San Diego sports guy almost run down on live TV, but really, really slowly. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but the car is backing up like, I don't know, 1 mile per hour during the entire story. Old man throws poop at old lady and her dog. That's funny. It's always funny to see old people like acting like children. Love it.
I love that one so much because clearly he's just had enough of this woman letting her dog on walks take a poop anywhere. So literally he comes up behind the woman after the dog does his business, picks it up, and starts throwing it at her. Like, when? Who does that?
And he's, what, 65, 70?
Gotta be. Gotta
be. Awesome. I want to be throwing poo when I'm 70. That's all I know. Here's one called Did I Mention I Like to Dance? Now, these guys are pretty good dancers. But maybe they should dance to someone else's music.
Yes, this beat is crazy, man. That's right. You can't be acting lazy. Clap, clap, clap. Clap, clap, snap. Dance. Did I mention I like to dance? By the way, I love to dance. Quick note, I need to dance.
Now, I don't know if they're trying to be funny or not with that song. If so, it isn't funny enough.
Right, yeah. Right.
They're decent dancers.
Yeah.
Baby scared by mom blowing her nose. Now, listen, this is the weirdest thing you'll see today. And if you haven't seen it yet, it's a mom blowing her nose. And when she blows her nose, the baby looks horrified, but then follows it with laughter. And then the mom blows her nose again. And the look on the baby's face is like a horror movie. You go, oh, no, no, no. It's just okay. And then it starts laughing again.
Does mommy's nose scare you when I blow it?
So it goes from horror to laughter to horror to laughter. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
But I bet everything is so terrifying to you if you're only a few months old. You have no comprehension of what's doing what and how everything works. It just must freak you out when you see your mom doing that and making that noise.
But when you look at the terror on the baby's face, you go, no way will that baby be laughing again in 2 seconds. There's just no way. Like, that baby will be upset for the whole day.
Babies are weird.
That's true. Chinese boob clamp commercial.
Oh, look at this. Look at this.
This is pretty strong. It's it's like a bustier that you can tighten and loosen and tighten, so it kind of brings your boobs up a little bit higher. It's not in English, but I mean, it's worth watching because it's worth watching this this new invention, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a video of a bunch of Asian women blowing up their boobs. Yeah. I mean, that's worth checking out anyway.
You've all seen this.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
I'm not sure that you've seen the death metal version, though, which is the same video. It's still the girl singing, but this is the audio. I think that's the only way that song sounds good.
Now you're starting to get on board.
Yeah. This is Rebecca Black ripped off Conan O'Brien.
Partying, partying, but mostly saying the word partying.
Why is there a rhyme with it? Why exactly am I here? Did I just rhyme here with here? I am getting out of here.
That was a rapper, which makes this a real song. Fun, 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 fun.
The song is called Thursday, 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 so you can see what's happening there. Here's a little kid for his bar mitzvah that wrote and recorded a song. And is there a manual out for how to be a jackass that I just didn't read when I was a kid?
No, you read it.
Oh.
Let me explain to you. I'm Zach. Stand back.
His name is Zach.
Class act. You can take it from me. Unique.
I wonder if this is the same kind of thing as that arc as the Friday Girl.
Oh. I was wondering that too, because it's almost professionally made. Almost. It looks like they put some time and effort into it. But yeah, it's a kid's bar mitzvah. He's 13 years old and he does this whole song about how he's Zach.
Yeah, it's his name.
And it's weird because he's singing up on stage and he's got, 13-year-old girls behind him in the little tight black dresses like they're recreating that Robert Palmer video, Simply Irresistible, which just came out long before this kid was born. So clearly he's got somebody helping him behind the scenes.
All right, let's talk about something funny and hot. Jimmy Kimmel Live, you saw the Hottie Body commercial that he did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the Hottie Body bloopers. And it's basically Jimmy screwing up and super hot. You know,
Jessica Alba, Jessica Biel, Scarlett Johansson, they're all in the video. And yeah, it looks like they had a lot of fun making this fake commercial.
We'll give you amazing results in just 6 to f***ing.
I don't know how to f***ing hump this thing. Let me try that again.
You're turning left to hump.
Because I'm real focused on my humps.
I know.
That's not me in the monitor, is it?
It is, by the way. It's him, and he's got a lot of makeup, and he looks...
in a tutu.
Yeah.
Literally, like, rabbit humping the ball.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah. That is good, by the way. The way Jessica Biel does it, she's really convincing, I think. And finally, that's it. But actually, we have more up there. We have This Week in Unnecessary Censorship you should watch because that's hilarious as well. But it's Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup. You go to kevinandbean.com.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday. That means Adam Carolla will be here with This Week in Rage. And actor Rainn Wilson joins us next hour. Plus, in just a few minutes, by the way, we're going to play that song from Adele called Rolling in the Deep, which is about my favorite song of 2011. I'm so excited that that's coming up. I don't participate in Lent. I'm not a good Catholic, not a Catholic at all. But I think for this period between Ash Wednesday and Easter, I think I'm going to give up exercise. I think I'm going to do that again this year, like I do.
You don't exercise anyway.
Then I'm going to give up deciding to start exercising. I'm not going to do that during Lent this year. Right. But there's a guy who has made news by what he is choosing to give up for Lent this year, and it's everything except for beer. Let's welcome Jay Wilson to the Kevin and Bean Show from Corning, Iowa. Hi, Jay. Thanks a lot for coming on, man. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I'm glad you're doing well. I guess I was tipped off to what you're doing for Lent a few weeks ago, right when the news broke, and I was wondering how your health was. I've been following you up on your blog, and it looks like so far you're hanging in there. How many days into drinking only beer for sustenance?
Oh, gee, today's day 15. So, yeah, and it's going well.
And you have how many days in Lent are you going to keep up this thing?
46 days total.
46. Mm-hmm. All right. I know you're a religious man, and you have some scriptural reason for doing what you're doing. Maybe you can explain it to us in layman's terms, Jay.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's anywhere written in scripture exactly, but the story goes back in the 1600s. These monks outside of Munich, the Pauliner monks outside of Munich, of course, they, when they came over from Italy, they immediately set up a brewery for one, sustenance, and two for economic reasons. And so they, certainly consumed beer at that time period. Water was not really safe to drink, and they didn't understand them, microorganisms and that kind of thing that made them ill. They just knew that it was safer to drink beer, which is, of course, we understand it's been boiled during production. So it is safe to drink.
Now,
and full of nutrients and that kind of thing. So they started to kind of amp up the recipe in the 1600s. During their Lenten fast, their liquid fast in Lent, to make sure that they had all the nutrients and more sustenance to get through Lent. So that's where the origin of the Doppelbock style of beer is, and that's what I'm drinking for this 46-day period.
Now, forgive me for not knowing this, but Lent, you're supposed to give up your vices, right? I mean, you're supposed to give up the stuff that you love.
Well, you give up things you enjoy, right? Exactly.
Right. Well, I enjoy food, of course.
Right.
So you've had no solid food then for 15 days.
Correct.
You get up in the morning and you have a glass of beer for breakfast and then another for lunch and then another for dinner?
Right, and an afternoon snack, of course.
Now, I'm down with that, but in the article it says your goal is to never become drunk, so now I go, hey, why are you drinking only beer then?
Well, I mean, the point is not to get hammered for 46 days. That would be all too easy. That's what college is for,
Right.
or high school even, but, that's not really the point. The point is to see if I can function. I have to do my job. I've got a job to do. I've got to be able to function. And so I can't be hammered all the time.
Okay, but then why? So here's my question to you. How did you come up with only beer? Because to me, that's the way I would get around Lent.
Sure.
And I would be able to drink a lot of beer. That doesn't seem to be your goal. So why would you choose that?
I just think that the story of the origin of the Doppelbock style of beer is quite interesting. It's a historical study. In the end, I'll be writing a book about the entire project, just to kind of bring that bit to light. So, it's a historical research product.
When I drink, it's also a historical research.
Sure.
That's what
you're
playing, right. Project. How many calories a day are you getting, Jay?
Oh, boy, my math is bad. It's 288 calories per 12-ounce serving. And during the work week, I'm drinking four beers. On the weekends, when I've got a little less hectic schedule, I'm drinking five just for a little extra. So, 11 or 1,200 calories.
Have you? I'm sorry, go ahead, Bean.
So you're going to lose weight from this, too.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Now, this says, according to the article, that you are getting guidance from your pastor and a doctor.
Right.
Okay. When you went to your pastor and said, hey, I've got this idea. Mm-hmm. I'd like to give up everything but beer for Lent. Did he say, yeah, okay, that's funny, but what are you really going to give up?
No, I mean, he understood where I was coming from. I explained the backstory, And, you know, he knew that I was a beer lover. He knew that I was a home brewer and that, you know, that I had this passion for food and drink. And he, I guess, you know, trusted and had some measure of respect for me as a regular old person. And so he knew what I was up to and thought, sure, I mean, you know, my job is to, you know, give people spiritual guidance. It's not very often that people actually come and look for it, you know.
Right, right. But so, when the guy comes looking for guidance, is only going to be drinking beer for Lent. I mean, to me, that seems like perhaps that's the opportunity for him to step in and say, you know, maybe that's not what Lent's about.
I suppose. I mean, I'm sure there's some folks that might think that, but okay. He understood that I had a respect for the history of the project, and so, you know, that didn't cross his mind. It was, I understand where you're coming from, Jay, and I want to help you get through this.
What about your doctor? What are his thoughts on this beer-only diet?
Well, you know, I on a good day, normally I'm about 140 pounds, and so I knew that was kind of a low spot to start out at. So I purposely, since Thanksgiving, had bulked up and put on about 20 pounds before Ash Wednesday start date.
Smart.
So when I showed up on his doorstep just before I started the project, you know, he was happy to see that I had gained some weight and really didn't make an issue of any of the weight loss. He was more concerned, you know, about the grain in the beer, that's an acid producer, and he was more concerned about developing an ulcer or something of that nature.
So I just want to clarify. So after Thanksgiving, you pigged out.
Right.
Okay, you ate and ate and ate and gained a bunch of weight. And now you're only drinking beer. Pastor, doctor, thumbs up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
He's a very persuasive man, I guess.
I need to come to your church.
And your liver's good, Jay?
The liver's good. I went to the doctor this morning for my, you know, 2-week follow-up to kind of check my blood and that kind of thing. And I don't have my blood results back yet, but he checked my liver, and you know, it wasn't, you know, swollen or inflamed at all. So that was, you know,
but it's pissed. I'll tell you what, it's pissed.
Very angry. Here's what I know: if you don't eat food, you get drunk easier. So, have you ever felt at least buzzed and went, "Whoa, got to back off"?
Yeah, I just to get through my, I mean, the ideal situation would be drinking one at 8 o'clock, you know, noon, 3 o'clock, and 7 or something like that. But
right.
Because I've got appointments and schedules and obligations of, you know, various natures throughout my work day or my work week, you know, I have to move beers around a little bit to meet those needs to make sure that I can get where I need to be safely, you know. So, there are times where I have to have two in a row and, you know, maybe I don't get quite enough water between, you know, swallows and that kind of thing. I'm drinking water as well, but that doesn't dilute it down, but only so much. So,
right.
You know.
Well, you don't sound like a whack job. I got to tell you, I'm very impressed with the way you've thought this thing through, Jay. It sounds like,
sure.
I mean, you're committed to it, you're enjoying it, and you're going to have proved a point at the end of it all.
Yeah, a lot of background. It wasn't a cavalier effort. I've spent a lot of time trying to figure out how exactly I can pull this off. So, you know, it's going really well.
Well, Jay, well played. Well played, my friend.
And if you want to follow along with the journey, here's the website for the blog that Jay Wilson is writing, diaryofapartimemonk.wordpress.com. And, of course, we'll have that for you here at the Kevin and Bean Show, too. Jay, thanks a lot for coming on, man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Bye.
We've got an up-and-coming young actor, author, podcaster, comedian named Adam Carolla. I'm not familiar with his work, but he's apparently very funny. He's going to be joining us right after the top of the hour here on the Kevin Amin Show. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
If you want to check out Adam and me working together this Saturday night, you can see us at the John Lovitz Comedy Club, 10 p.m. Saturday night, and go to BabylonRalph.com for more details. But Adam and I working together for the first time in many years. Looking forward to it.
Even deaf people are complaining.
I don't think that's true.
Not yet, but they will.
Deaf people, by the way, one of the biggest sections of my fan base.
Is that right?
Oh, the deaf love me.
They love you.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why. Because I hand out dollar bills at all my shows.
Hey, you want to go see the advanced screening of Source Code at the AMC at the Block of Orange on Wednesday, March the 30th? This is the movie starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Michelle Monaghan, Vera Farmiga, Jeffrey Wright. Great cast, action-adventure film about a soldier who wakes up in the body of an unknown man and discovers he's part of a mission to find a bomber on a Chicago commuter train, and he fails a lot. Looks like that train blows up a lot, and then they put him right back into the body, start all over again.
They don't go, hey, let's bring in a
do
professional?
The job. He is the professional.
Not really.
You think it's easy to find a bomb?
I don't know.
Well, then pipe down over there. If you want to go... I got three pairs of passes right now. 1-800-520-1067. First three callers gets a pair of passes to see Source Code before anybody else. If you miss it, don't worry. Friday, April 1st, in theaters everywhere, you'll be able to see that film. Elizabeth Taylor has passed away. The screen legend passed away at the age of 79 today of congestive heart failure. Her son, Michael Wilding, released the following statement. We will always be inspired by her enduring contribution to our world. Beyond being a movie star, she was also a tireless supporter of AIDS charities and a lot of other charities as well. So, a life well lived. 8 marriages she had.
Yeah, that's 6 too many, don't
you
think?
She was not good at that. Good at many things. That was not one of them. Speaking of failed marriages, Jackass star Chris Pontius, better known as Party Boy, he is getting a divorce. His wife, Claire Nolan, filed for divorce last week in Los Angeles County Superior Court. It was irreconcilable differences.
Yeah.
Apparently, he wanted to party and bone other women, and she did not share those.
Not into that
those
as
past times, and so those differences were irreconcilable.
Seems to me like when you marry one of the Jackass guys, you're marrying all of them.
Yeah,
and that's not where you want to be. Because a woman.
Good news for fellas. I don't know if you've ever seen Claire Nolan, but she is hot.
Really?
And yeah, but she's no matter who you are, guys, you're going to look like a better catch than Chris is. Because you'll be at home and you'll like pay attention to her and you'll talk to her and stuff and you won't, you know, staple anyone's nads to their thigh and stuff. I mean, it just seems like if a woman's looking for a more stable relationship, almost anybody can look good in comparison to the Jackass guys.
Yeah, I can see that.
Less wreckage, I'm assuming.
But she's got a very narrow view of fun, it sounds like, Ralph.
You mean not letting him bang other women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why, what is she, uptight?
Hayden Panettiere was in a scary situation when the burglars tried to break into her home.
She was in the house?
Yeah, apparently the alarm started going off. She grabbed her taser and cell phone and locked herself in the bathroom. She's got a taser.
Wow.
Got a panic room, it sounds like.
She made the quick decision to leave the bathroom. She got startled, so she crawled out the window. And when she looks up, there are 7 police officers holding sniper rifles towards her. They had answered the call. Showed up in force and mistook her for the burglar. She was crawling out of the window of one of the house.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Luckily, no one pulled the trigger.
Talk about being startled in the house, and then when you jump out, you're
just look up and
more
then
startled.
It's like one of those scenes in the movies where you just hear all those bolt actions, and next thing you know, you got a bunch of barrels staring at you. They shot her, killed her, but she came back to life because, you know, she's got that power. She's the cheerleader.
Yeah, that's...
She can do that.
Heroes. That's a show that's about 5 years old.
You say it's not a timely reference?
No, that's correct.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Rick Ocasek of The Cars is 62 years old today.
Is he still married to that supermodel, Paulina Porizkova?
Porizkova, that's right. Chaka Khan is 58 years old.
Catherine, who?
Chaka Khan is 58 years old today. Catherine Keener is 52. Richard Grieco celebrates his 46th birthday. Singer-keyboardist Damon Albarn of Blur, is 43 years old. Kerry Russell is 35, as is Michelle Monaghan, who you can see in Source Code. See how it all comes back together?
Ties together.
It all ties in.
Nicely done.
She's 35. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Wednesday on the Kevin and Bean Show, Linkin Park coming up. Also, just for you, Kevin, Mumford & Sons, and we're going to play Adele's Rolling in the Deep. What a voice she has. I can't believe she's only 21 years old. That's coming up next. First, though, Ralph Garman was mentioning a few minutes ago that this Saturday night he's going to be up at the John Lovitz Comedy Club, Universal City, California, with his old roommate Adam Carolla. Ace Man, you and Ralph working together on stage this Saturday night. You looking forward to that?
I am tickled pink, not only to be working with Ralph once again, but mainly by proximity. I live very close to the venue, which now weighs in heavily.
So traveling has gotten you down, so basically you just want to do it from your house.
Yeah, that's what I'll be coming in via zip line.
Okay.
It does make more sense rather than fly back to Kansas City just to go out and walk 100 yards to be at work.
I'll tell you, it is one of those, you know, you're getting old things, but every single question is followed with how far is it?
Yeah.
Where are we eating? Unless it's on the roof of my house, I can't make it.
You can go to adamcarolla.com to get tickets for Adam's upcoming dates at the Wiltern and the Grove of Anaheim in May. And I should mention the Wiltern show, Jimmy Kimmel will be the very special guest on stage with Adam that night, too. Right now, though, time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting with 3 and working my way down to number 1, I just popped on the computer and found out Liz Taylor had passed.
Right.
So I feel like I should work that in. Good riddance.
Adam, come on.
I'm tired of it.
First off,
she's been dying since I've been in the fifth grade. So I can't hear any more about it. As a matter of fact, I suspect she's not dead. I fully suspect she'll be reanimated by this time next week. She has been dying for 22 years, number one. Number two, every time I ask somebody, what's the deal with her? Why is she such an icon? All I get is gay guys telling me how hot she was when she was 15.
Or Dean.
That was in the 30s. Most importantly, she came out with a fragrance called White Diamonds that my housekeeper wore that made my eyes bleed. It was so bad. Every time I walked into the house, and I don't know if you know this about the Latins, but they don't do anything halfway. And applying, it all goes for applying perfume as well. She literally would get in a dunk tank of White Diamonds, drop herself into it, into that brine overnight, and then come to my house with a mop, and I couldn't. And then she would hug the crap out of my kids, so my kids smelled like this crap. I couldn't take it anymore. By the way, as soon as Jimmy found out what the fragrance was, Jimmy got me a quart of it for my birthday, because that's the way he rolls. Why get a present a guy could use when everything is funny?
Adam, do you mind if we send this over to the family? They might want to use it for the funeral.
I'm just saying, she was hot in international burlap in like 1959, and I'm done with her.
Okay.
She's been dying for too long. You can't die for 20 years.
In the some people would say it's too soon department, please write down, Adam Carolla was the first to say good riddance that Dame Elizabeth Taylor is dead.
Well, it's not, by the way, she's not been doing anything for 20 years. It's not like, oh, she passed. Jesus, how are we ever going to solve this solar crisis? Or how are we going to, who's going to work on plate tectonics? Or who's going to bail the Japanese out after tsunami now that Liz Taylor's gone? She wasn't doing anything except for coming up with bad perfume for the last 50 years. I'm done with it already.
All right.
She lived to 79. That's enough. All right. Also, number two, something I thought was interesting, because there's a lot of people moving, and they're moving to Southern California, or if you're moving in general, you try to use this index. We try to figure out, like, hey, is this a good neighborhood? Is this a bad neighborhood? Like, does it have a good school system? Does it have churches? You know, what about taxes? I just realized everything you need to know is at the gas station. You can tell just if you should move into this new neighborhood or not by going to the closest gas station.
Okay, what do you find there?
It's pretty simple. Go and try to gas up your car. Okay. If you can go in, just pull the nozzle out, put it in your car, and start gassing it up without paying anyone in advance, that is a great neighborhood.
Oh, nice tip.
Yeah, you're in Marin County at that point.
Like, I see.
You do travel every once in a while where you go to the gas station, like you pull the rental car over and you go, oh, I'm going to gas up. Who do I have to give oral to or drop a kidney stone off of, or who needs to hold my wallet? And they're like, nah, just go ahead and gas it up and pay us when you're done. And you think, wow.
There are places like that?
There are places where you can gas up around the country that do not accept payment before.
Because they don't know how much it's going to be.
You gas up and pay when you're done. Now, the next one down is swiping the credit card and then gassing up. But if you live in a horrible neighborhood, and that's most of L.A., you swipe the credit card, then you have to punch in your zip code because there's so much thievery on the Internet and so many guys making off with a credit card that they don't trust you. So it's gas up, don't pay in advance. Gas up, pay in advance, but don't need the zip code to check verification for the credit card.
Okay.
And then the third. And then the fourth is, if you got that guy and he's locked inside that Lexan shark cage and he looks like one of the guys who raped the 60 Minutes reporter, that's as low as it gets.
So if I live in that neighborhood, I should move?
I'm saying if you're scouting for neighborhoods to move to, you always check into the schools. Like, how's the school system? Check the gas station.
All right,
that will tell you all you need to know.
That's a good tip.
Good tip.
By the way, if they sell barbecues in front of the gas station, it's also time to keep driving. That's a bad sign.
All right.
Last but not least, number one, Marley Matlin.
Yes.
First off, I never thought about this, I always think Marley. That's a weird name for a chick. And then I realized, I bet her name is Molly. She's just, no one's understood her all these years. She's like, Marley. Marley? Marley?
Wow.
I guess it's Marley. It's probably Molly. I'll bet on her driver's license it says Molly.
She is back now with the Celebrity Apprentice, so
yes,
maybe.
And yeah. She's back with that little impish Gilbert Gottfried-esque interpreter that drives me insane. We did Dancing with the Stars together. That guy drove me nuts.
Oh, right.
Not that he's a bad guy, but he's a dude, and she's a chick.
Right.
And the wrong gender voice is coming out of her mouth.
Oh, I see.
What if my mouth moved and Maya Angelou's voice came out?
That would be awesome.
It would be confusing.
Yes.
It would be very sexually confusing.
Correct.
I would argue. She's an attractive woman. It drives me. It's weird, and it's in a weird way. It's almost tranny-esque.
You have it's a kind of a mix of
dolled up woman. Her mouth moves, and some dudes are, hey, what are you talking about? Get a chick. Get a, are there not chicks who are signers?
Zero.
I would say, I would argue it's a chick gig. I'd say it's mostly chicks who do that job. You couldn't, you must, the new rule is whatever you are, that's the gender. Whatever gender you are, that's who you need to be hooked up with.
That makes sense. Okay. I never thought of it that way.
That sounds fair enough. I just keep thinking that he's hanging out with nothing but chicks on Celebrity Apprentice because her whole team is made of women, and that guy goes with them everywhere. It's got to be weird for him.
If only he liked ladies.
If only he did. All right, so you made fun of Elizabeth Taylor and her mourning family, all Egyptians and deaf people. So I think it was a pretty good appearance today, Adam.
Thank you.
50 Years We'll All Be Chicks is the book. Adam's upcoming appearances are also available along with his fine family of podcasts at adamcarolla.com. Have a great weekend, Ace. We'll talk to you soon.
Great.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 23 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Come on with the Adele Rolling in the Deep. What about that, by the way?
Yeah.
She's 21, did you say? 23? How old?
She's 21. She's a 21-year-old white chick. She sounds like a 50-year-old black gospel singer. I don't know how she does it, but she is unbelievable. You should definitely pick up that album. That is called Rolling in the Deep here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Rainn Wilson joins us in about 50 minutes talking about his new movie, Super. But I don't think we're going to have time for whatever it is you guys have planned here.
Oh, we have plenty of time for Let's Make Fun of Bean Again.
It's time to make fun of Bean. Make fun of Bean.
Again.
Now, is this thanks for that info, Bean?
Nope.
Is this thanks for those tweets, Bean?
Nope.
Is this Bean's radio dinners?
Nope.
What is this? What are we doing now?
This is who
make fun of Bean taking his dog to the appropriate vet for medical attention. What are we talking about here?
Appropriate vet. Went to a sewing store and got some knitting needles.
We started talking about Rebecca Black last week and the Friday song, and we found out that Bean was upset because he was following the fake Rebecca Black.
Oh, the horror.
Apparently, there was a fake Rebecca Black who got on Twitter, and Bean immediately followed her. And then he felt duped because it wasn't actually 13-year-old Rebecca Black.
The real Rebecca Black wasn't on Twitter at that time, so somebody stepped in to fill the void, and
right.
It wasn't just me. There were like 70,000 people following, thinking this was the real person, and then it turned out the real one joined, and the gig was up.
It's you and 69,999 12-year-olds. Now, so that led us to believe that we should take a look at who you follow on Twitter.
Very important to do.
It's a long, long,
boy,
long list.
Boy,
it's a
it?
Long list.
Boy.
It's a lot of people.
Boy.
Now, there are some good ones. We're not going to highlight those. Jeff Ross is there. Travis Barker is there.
Seth
you know,
McFarlane.
Sarah Silverman. Jimmy Kimmel. There are a lot of good ones that Bean follows.
Right.
Sure, but why bring those up?
Well it's really the minority.
It is,
far,
actually. Yeah.
By far.
Yeah. So Rebecca Black was the one that got us on the topic because, look, I've seen the video and I've seen all the remakes and I've seen... I don't really need to hear what she has to say. You know why? 13.
Yeah. Got nothing.
Right.
Got
but
nothing.
But I've got the Black Plague. You know that, which is the successor to the Bieber Fever.
You're
I've got the Black
so
Plague.
It's so hard to start that, but it just...
So I need to stay current. You guys know that about me. Come on.
You can stay... I'm current on that story. She's 13. She made a video. Everybody watched it because it was and sent it to everybody else, and everybody in the world has seen it now because it's bad.
We're good.
That's it.
Got it.
What more do you need to know? What has she tweeted that you've learned, B?
Well, that's how I found out she was going to be on the Tonight Show last night, for instance, which I wanted to see.
Okay. Yeah, they weren't teasing that.
Yeah. Right. Somehow I found out about that without having to follow her on Twitter somehow.
So here's just a partial list of who Bean falls on.
I'd like to stay informed.
Here's one that's shocking. Julia Roberts.
Oh, finally.
Really?
We can get the wit and wisdom of Julia Roberts.
What made you think...
pushed in my giant vein today on my forehead.
Because I'm guessing all of these at some point, you know, forced their way into your consciousness. You said, oh, I need to follow that person. What was the Julia Roberts push?
Okay, here's the thing. This is the exact same thing I was trying to tell you about Rebecca Black, which is Twitter is fluid. You don't have to lock in your selections and stick with them till the end of time.
Right.
Okay. When I saw that Julia Roberts had joined Twitter, I thought, it'd be interesting to hear what a big-time movie star like her has to say. I wonder if she's going to be one of those tweeters like so many that are really funny, or if she's going to be informative, or she's going to link to things I'm interested in. Let's at least see what she's got. So I clicked on follow. Mm-hmm. Julia Roberts, who's been on Twitter now for about a month or something like that, has still not tweeted. She's sent zero tweets. So far.
So good choice, you're saying?
So I don't. So it hasn't hurt me at all. Hasn't impacted my life at all to follow her. I'd forgot that I was even following her because she hasn't tweeted yet. But if she does, then I can decide whether I want to stick with her or not.
But your reasoning was that you wanted to see if she was funny like so many others are.
Julia Roberts. Hey, I'm going to tell you, like Rainn Wilson we're talking to in a few minutes.
Rainn Wilson is funny.
Hilarious tweeter, right?
Funny man.
There are other people who you wouldn't necessarily think would be funny that are, though. And I don't know. I mean, Julia Roberts has over 100,000 people following her right now. I'm not alone
on
this.
She hasn't tweeted yet, is what
you're
saying.
Everybody wanted to see Eat, Pray, Love is following her. You, as a man, should not be wondering, like, I wonder what funny things Julia Roberts is going to offer me in my day.
Now, Beat also follows every small radio station he can find.
Oh, sweet
including
Jesus.
Including KWLE, The Whale.
Oh, I got to follow The Whale. Who knows? The Whale might end up being funnier than initially we thought. When I saw the radio station The Whale was going to tweet, I was like, oh, I wonder what funny things The Whale is going to say.
A couple of weeks ago, I got my car and I drove the 101 miles to Anacortes, Washington to visit The Whale.
Fine, you're
just
a radio
to check
freak.
It out.
Good, you checked it out, good.
Right.
So why not follow them
because
to see what
they're
up to?
Because what do they have to say? Do you ever consider that?
I think your job is done once you've driven all the way 100 miles to see the station. I think you're good. You're fulfilled there,
you're
your
done,
obligation.
You're done more than everyone that lives near right. that station who have never visited.
Let it go.
They don't have anything for you. All right, Roseanne Cash.
Oh, yeah. We don't know what she has to say.
She's an enormously popular Twitterer. she's terrific. She's very, very smart.
She's
very, very interesting woman. She really is. And I'm a huge fan of her music, too. So why not? Look, Kevin, I guarantee you follow musicians. But you got musicians on your Twitter that you follow that you're fans of.
I follow Travis Barker.
Yeah.
I only have like 12 people that I follow just because it gets too much. I follow all the cats. Kat Von D and Kat Corbett.
Right.
And that's about it.
Felix the Cat.
But Ralph, you're following Eddie Money in Asia, I'm sure.
No. No, I'm not.
You know why? He knows everything that he needs to know about those
big
bands.
Fans about their music. Have nothing that's going to enlighten my day in the course of it.
Bean follows his wife to make sure that she's not cheating, I'm sure. Who's
Miss Cleo? Miss Cleo he's following.
Sure.
Who, the entire time we worked with her, never said anything of any interest to anyone. But if she accidentally tweets something that might give interest, Bean is already loaded in.
I liked Miss Cleo, and I'm not really in touch with her that much since she left the show, since she's not answering phones anymore. So I thought, hey, this is kind of a nice – I'm not on Facebook, remember, so that has something to do with it. This is a nice way to keep up and see how she's doing. Who knows? One day maybe she'll shock us all and actually graduate from law school.
Rose knows.
Oh, Rose knows. You got to find out what Rose knows.
What is that?
She's a friend of mine.
Okay.
Just a friend, yeah.
Luke Burbank. Lee Chambers.
Radio.
Tom Likas.
Radio.
Tom Likas.
What do you think he's going to say?
You think he's going to shock you one day by not saying, unbelievable?
Does he tweet that?
Of course he does.
Tom
Sometimes
has...
you just tweet, 140 characters.
How do you spell that?
Small Tom way. has been very busy. You know, he can't go on the air right now. He's one of those guys who's a lucky guy who's getting paid but can't work. And he has developed some internet radio stations. He's got some online music stations that are very successful and very interesting to me. So I have been following him to keep up with that.
Let's see. Jensen Karp.
Oh, the Karper.
And you know Jensen. He's the guy who owns Gallery 1988, Ralph.
AP Stylebook.
Yes, AP Stylebook.
AP Stylebook, is that style?
No, it's not. It's grammar. That's basically for editors of newspapers and websites and whatnot. So they'll come out. You know, they'll come out with the latest, the hot news in grammar and whatnot.
Oh, the latest hot news in grammar.
I thought it was about fashion.
And
I was going to mock you.
And whatnot.
A category
though, don't forget.
That does not exist is the hot news in grammar.
What?
How about this one?
Wait, what kind of hot news is there in grammar?
Well, they're the type of people, for instance, who would tweet, hey, editors, remember this weekend, it's daylight saving, not savings time. That's the kind of work that they do. And they'll also, like, if something breaks, like if there's a new person in the news or a new city in the news, they'll tweet the correct pronunciation and spelling, for instance, that sort of thing. It's a useful tool.
I would take my life if I were you.
Here's a hot tweet from the grammar police. Turns out it's not I after E, even after C.
I do follow the Grammar Girl, too, who has written a very successful series of books and has websites on grammar, too. Yeah.
Beer Mug. You follow Beer Mug.
That's the most worthless.
What could he possibly have to say?
That can't be the most worthless.
I think officially that's the famous tweeter I follow.
New York Times obituaries?
Sure. Got to keep up on the dead. Because you know what? They're dead for a very brief time and then they're alive again. So you can't find out that news anywhere else. You have to find out the minute it happens.
I like to stay current. Why can't you guys figure that out?
Did Doc tell you about Elizabeth Taylor today? Because I think that's the case. And if so, you need to get some more obituaries on your Twitter.
I guess so. Yeah, that's
Doc
that
said
news
today.
That news was broken for me on our own show. And he had it before I saw it online.
That drives you crazy.
Oh, someone else knew something before he did.
He needs to know it first. Always.
Especially the hot grammar news. You don't get caught up short there.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, looking ahead toward the rest of the week, Mark Cuban is going to be joining us. Of course, he's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks.
Yep.
I want to say. Yeah, and still one of the richest men in the world. Actress Emily Browning is going to be on. Michael C. Hall. Author Neil Strauss, who's written an amazing book called Everyone Loves You When You're Dead, about all of his interviews he's done with every celebrity in the world. We got him coming on the show. Danny Putty from Community. So much more. A lot of good stuff here on the Kevin and Bean Show. But we always make time for our good friend Rainn Wilson, who is back on the program after a little bit of time away. Rainn, how are you, man?
Kevin and Bean, how are you guys?
We are good, Rainn.
How are your nipples?
What?
I said group hug.
Okay. And I said, how are your nipples, Rainn?
Why would you do that? Why would you ask me about my nipples?
Why would that happen?
Rainn tweeted to the Kevin and Bean Twitter account, which is Kevin and Bean, and said, I wonder if Kevin and Bean will ask me about my nipples today. So I felt at that point I think I was being baited. I think you were insisting that we ask about your nipples.
No, I just wanted to show you the power of Twitter. I just wanted to show you that I could get you to ask me about my nipples.
All right. Mission accomplished. How are they?
They're succulent.
All right.
They're rosy.
Good.
They're pert.
Good.
And they taste like fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies.
Wow.
And I have to say, I admire you a lot that you did not you didn't start sagging after you breastfed your son either.
That's right.
So congratulations. Right. You still have
this series of exercises I'll show you guys.
You have the same body you had when you were single, and I think that's impressive.
Oh, thank you. You guys are so sweet.
Rainn, how do you have time to do all that you do? How do you run the website and write books and appear all over the country and make movies and do a full-time TV show? Do you not sleep? What's the deal here?
Did you ever see Multiplicity starring Michael Keaton?
Yes. Yes, I did.
I cloned myself.
You cloned yourself.
There's Rainn Wilson, author, and Rainn Wilson, TV actor, and then film star.
So all different.
Nipple enthusiast.
Sure.
I like to do stuff. You know, this is great. I spent decades being an unemployed actor, just playing video games and sitting in my underwear. And, like, now I have these opportunities that I've had for the last couple of years, so I'm just really running with it.
But you're not neglecting the underwear in the video games, I hope.
No, I fit in some time.
All right.
Time for underwear and video games.
You are all done with filming this season of The Office? Do I have that
no,
right?
No, incorrect. Bad journalism.
Ooh. I asked. I didn't tell.
Isn't it a given that this is...
No, it's kind of like a statement. I have three more episodes to go.
Okay.
Shoot.
Okay, and I know we're not going to be able to pin you down to the big, big question, but unbelievable at least guest stars, people like Will Ferrell, Will Arnett, those we will be seeing for sure this year, right?
Unbelievable guest stars, and more than that, there's some great surprises coming up. We just found out about some really cool actors that are coming on the show, and I'm just really psyched that after doing the show for 7 years that all of these movie stars and really cool actors are lining up to do The Office.
I was just online and I saw a rumor, and maybe you can tell me if this is true or not, that Steve Carell is leaving The Office. Can you confirm
or deny?
Are you
kidding me?
What?
Are you kidding me?
No, I saw it. Steve Carell's leaving The Office.
What? yeah. Steve Carell has left The Office.
Oh, yep. He's gone. Yeah, he's already done.
He's out of here. I've forgotten about him.
he wasn't that good anyway, I heard you said, Rainn.
Yeah, he sucks.
Now, was there ever a conversation or was there ever a moment where the rest of the cast thought, hey, I wonder if we'll go on?
oh, sure, we've known about this for a long time, and we knew that Steve was leaving for like a year, so it was a lot of time to kind of ponder and hem and haw and consult and be afraid and all of that stuff. So, we knew that, however, that the idea would be to continue on. We have a great ensemble of actors, and I think we have the best writing staff, on television, and that we're going to, the show must go on. It's scary. I mean, you're losing one of the greatest comedy actors who's ever walked God's earth. And it's really scary, but we're gonna try and reinvent the show.
I agree with you. By the way, I think your show is in a much better position than most to lose a star of Steve Carell's magnitude because you do have so many talented performers on the show. I mean, your show is the very definition of an ensemble. It's not even like there's one or two guys. There's like 10 stars on that show.
I was saying the other day, it's like Craig Robinson is like the fourth or fifth lead on our show. That guy could have his own TV show. He's one of the great comic talents in my mind.
Don't say that out loud. He'll leave too.
Okay.
All right, now you have a movie this Friday. And a movie next Friday.
What's this Friday?
Is that correct?
Yes, we've got Peep World opening Friday, Rain.
Oh, right. Yeah, I was in that movie Peep World with Sarah Silverman. Yes.
Okay.
That's coming out. That's
bad
awesome.
Guessing.
Bad guessing.
You didn't even know of a movie that comes in 2 days.
I have so many movies right now. There's three movies, dude. Then I have Super opens in April.
Super's a week from Friday.
And then Hesher opens in May, this one with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Natalie Portman.
Okay, you got to start spreading it around, Rain. This is ridiculous. Come
on.
No,
it's nuts. But I'm here to talk to you guys about Super. I'm going to pull a Chris Brown on you.
Okay,
yeah,
all
but
right.
You guys got to buy the album.
That's what I'm here for.
You're going to buy the ticket. You're going to buy the ticket to Super.
All right, what do you want to tell us about Super?
Oh, I don't know. It's a good movie.
All right. Good talking
look,
to you.
I saw Liv Tyler. I didn't bother to watch you on Jimmy last night, but I did watch Liv Tyler on Jimmy earlier in the week, and she showed a clip of you two in the movie, and Frank, I'll be honest, Rian, that's the only clip I've seen, and it looks very noirish, very much like Sin City. Does it have that kind of a dark kind of vibe to it, or no?
Oh, yeah. It's a really messed up movie. You guys should check out. There's a couple of clips online. You should check them out.
Love it.
It's a really messed up. That's the only way I know how to describe it.
You're a do-it-yourself superhero, right?
Yeah, I play a guy named Frank, who's a normal dude, and my wife, played by Liv Tyler. I know, it's Hollywood.
Yeah. That went unsaid.
She runs away with a drug dealer, and so to fight crime and win her back, I create a vigilante superhero. I make my own costume, but I have no powers. I just walk around the streets with a pipe wrench bashing people in the face.
I like it. All right.
That ought to get her back. That ought to get her to wake up and go, wow, I did make a mistake by letting that guy go.
Exactly. I don't really know the thinking process there. And then Ellen Page plays my sidekick, and she's even more demented and sociopathic than I am. And she's fantastic in the movie. She's hysterical.
She's fantastic in everything.
Yeah, I love her so much. I love her so much.
You've never seen her like this. I mean, she's insane. She's totally insane.
Here's why I'm impressed with Rainn Wilson, who's on the phone with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You take a devastatingly handsome guy. I mean, let's face it, Rainn is Hollywood's pinup boy. We all know that.
Thanks, guys.
How do you turn him into a sad sack loser? I mean, who has the vision to say, hey, Rainn can play a sad sack loser?
Yeah, it's just one of those things, it's just one of those transformations that I'm willing to undergo and just let put my vanity aside.
Yeah, like gain a lot of weight and that kind of stuff.
Grow a mustache.
Sure.
Well, Peep World opens Friday, Super opens the following Friday, April the 1st, and then Hesher in May. It's one of the busiest men in Hollywood, but Rainn, we love you. It's always great to have you on the Kevin and Bean Show, and take care of those nipples for me.
I will. I'll keep them cozy and safe. Thanks, guys. It was so great talking to you.
Okay, bye.
Sammy Hagar in the news for once, not about Van Halen, but because he swears he's not lying when he says he was abducted by aliens.
Mm-hmm. Twice.
Yeah,
they
at
took
least
him,
twice.
They took him with his brain, right? His body didn't go anywhere. His brain went somewhere.
Well,
that's what he's saying, right?
When he was four, he believes that he was physically abducted.
Okay.
By aliens in a white panel truck who had candy.
Really?
I'm kidding. No, he saw a spaceship in a field, and he started throwing rocks at it. Bad idea, first of all.
Yeah.
Did you ever
see
Battle Los Angeles? And then he blacked out, disappeared, then came to some hours later. So he figures they abducted him and, did
four-year-old boy experiments on him.
Sure, of course. Well, anyway, we'll get more into what he had to say, and we want to hear from you in the next half hour if you were abducted by aliens.
But seriously,
you actually believe... Look, we're not going to mock, right? Can we make that pledge here?
Absolutely.
The plan isn't to mock.
We cannot make that pledge.
We will take your claim seriously.
If you believe you were abducted by aliens, I want to hear about it. Because believe me of all people, I'm the one who wants to be abducted by aliens. So I want to hear your story. So call now 1-800-520-1067. We will talk to you coming up after the top of the hour. Now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat.
And not coincidentally, we want Bean to be abducted by aliens.
Yeah, but they said nope.
Everybody wins. Except the aliens. But it hasn't happened yet. So we're working on it. I've got passes to give away to see Source Code, very special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of this film. Action thriller starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Michelle Monaghan, Vera Farmiga, Jeffrey Wright. Good cast. You can go to enterthesourcecode.com for more details. But the advanced screening is Wednesday, March the 30th. If you'd like to go, I've got two pairs of passes right now. 1-800-520-1067. If you don't win, don't feel too bad because it's in theaters everywhere Friday, April the 1st, and you can check it out. Speaking of movies, I'm... going to see Sucker Punch tonight.
Oh, I can't wait either.
It looks awesome.
And I still can't figure out if it's Dream World.
Don't get me wrong. I have no idea what it's about. But I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I like having no idea, though, when it looks good.
So rarely anymore with the internet and trailers everywhere can you see a film kind of going in not knowing exactly what you're going to get. It's kind of an exciting experience. So I'm hoping I make it tonight. You don't know.
You might not make it.
You don't know.
All right.
Look, ask Liz Taylor. She probably thought she was going to the movies tonight, too. Next thing you know,
I don't think
you get abducted.
So, probably.
Liz Taylor, legendary film star, has passed away at the age of 79 years old. She died of congestive heart failure, something she'd been battling for some time. And it was confirmed this morning that she has passed. So, that is bad news. Jackass star Chris Pontius and his wife are divorcing. According to TMZ.com, Claire Nolan, Chris's wife, filed for divorce last week in Los Angeles County Superior Court. She claimed they had been separated since 2009.
Wow.
How long does it take you to figure out whether it's going to happen or not? They married in 2004. No children together, so it doesn't sound like it'll be too difficult. Irreconcilable differences. Grounds for the divorce.
And then a little print, it said Pucano.
Yeah. Right. That's a difference that's hard to reconcile. Really, the Pucano.
I'd like to divorce him for that as well.
Tonight, it is Motown night on American Idol. I know Kevin will be tuned in. Bodog.com has announced their odds for who's going to win. And look at that. Look. Pia Toscano, top of the list. Favored to win the whole schmagegi.
How about that? That's who you've been on the whole time.
I picked up on her early, and I do love Mia some Pia. Is that going to work?
Nope.
Toscano, oh my God, she's so hot.
Yes.
Is that better? Mm-hmm. Next up is a tie between Scott McCreery, the country dude.
Boring.
Who, by the way, looks exactly like George Bush when he sings.
Oh, no.
It weirds me out.
You mean he doesn't look like George Bush until he sings?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
But then his eyes go like that, and he starts doing that look that George Bush used to give us from the podium. Like, how's it going? Good to see you.
All three of them kind of have the Mad Magazine, What Me Worry kind of look. You know what I mean? He looks like he's got the George Bush did too, had that Alfred E. Newman kind of look. That's what this kid looks like too.
Yeah. He's 16 and his voice is down like this.
They have country singers.
Baby, like the Northern Lights down low.
Do they let him sing country songs?
Oh, yeah. That's what he's going to sing. But it is Motown night, so who knows what he's going to sing tonight. But I'm just happy that my girl Pia is at the top of the list. And Simon Cowell, of course, is moving on to his next project, The X Factor. Here's the thing, auditions start soon. He still hasn't finished picking his judges. Which seems to be problematic. Word is, so far, L.A. Reid, legendary music producer.
Is that Babyface?
Yep.
Okay.
His old partner, yeah.
Yep. He's going to be one of the judges. Simon will be one of the judges. But they still need two more.
What about Cheryl Coles? I thought they hired Cheryl Coles, no?
There had been some conversations regarding Cheryl. She's one of the judges on the British version of the show. But she is not locked in, and no word on the fourth yet.
So. Elizabeth Taylor.
Missed it by that much.
Too soon.
Not possible. And Glenn Beck has announced he's going to start his own network.
Yes.
Yeah. Considering his own TV channel when his contract expires with Fox News at the end of the year.
Is Fox too rational for him now?
Yeah.
Is that the problem?
They're too restrained. They're too fair and balanced. He wants something that's a little bit more pumped up. Apparently, the name of the channel is going to be the Tinfoil Hat Network.
Is that the final answer?
No, I don't know. I think it's in the works.
Okay.
We'll have to wait and see.
He's getting to the point, and I don't watch his show very often, where he's almost impossible to parody because he looks like he's doing a Saturday Night parody of Glenn Beck when he does his show now.
Yeah, have you ever seen a movie called Network? It's about a news anchor who loses his mind, goes stark raving mad. And the ratings are so good, they keep him on. And they keep putting him out there every night, just being crazy and ranting and raving. And it has come to pass. It's what we got now.
Well, it's easy to start a new network, so I think that'll work.
That's right. Look at Oprah. Look at her success. Oh, wait a minute. She's struggling. Biggest TV brand name in the business. She's having a hard time with her network.
She's not crazy.
She's not Beck.
He's got that
for sure
going on.
Celebrity birthdays. Rick Ocasek from The Cars is 62 years old today. Singer Chaka Khan is 58 years old. Catherine Keener is 52. Richard Grieco of 21 Jump Street and Booker is 46. Kerry Russell, she was Felicity. She's 35 years old. Michelle Monaghan celebrates her 35th birthday as well. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Hear my whole thing. I want to be abducted.
They don't want you.
I've got an antenna on my roof, and I'm sending out a radio signal into space 24 hours a day, 7 days a week that says, take me. And the spaceships are flying over my house, and they're yelling out the window, no. That's what's happening to me. Sammy Hagar, he gets abducted twice? What's this BS? How is this fair?
At least twice.
We're going to want to take your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you believe that you have been abducted by aliens, now we're going beyond, hey, you saw something that you think is a UFO, right? I mean, we're actually looking for only alien abduction calls this time around, because almost everybody has seen something they can't explain, but we're going beyond that today.
Well, in this book, I guess it's Sammy Hagar's new memoir, which I don't think anyone would care about, except for he said, I was abducted by aliens when I was a kid and more recently, when he was an adult. So that's a little shocking. You go, hey, this isn't just the guy who saw something in the sky like you were just saying.
Right.
He was taken.
He also says that he has kept this to himself until now. He decided to share this in his book and that he could write a whole nother book about his feelings and experiences with aliens. He says, I couldn't talk about it because I didn't know how to explain it. I didn't understand the technology, but now I'm pretty sure it was a wireless situation, either a download or an upload. They were tapped into my brain and knowledge was transferred back and forth. I could see them and everything while it was happening. There was a visual involved. So what he's saying is he could never really explain what he was talking about when he says he got abducted by his mind. Until we got to the point in the world where there's now such thing as wireless technology. Now at least he has something to compare it to that we can all understand.
So aliens didn't have to take him to their ship. They just tapped into his mind?
Yes.
And there was an exchange that happened.
That's pretty cool, by the way. And who knows, if somebody is advanced enough to be able to get to Earth, who knows? Maybe they would have technology like that.
But would they go for Sammy Hagar?
I don't think they would look at Sammy Hagar the same way you and I would look at Sammy Hagar, because I don't think they'd have much advanced knowledge on him. Unless they really were trying to get to the bottom of why he can't drive 55 and that's why they picked him, maybe.
Wow.
But I mean, this would be like you and me going out into the parking lot and going, which ant do you want? And you'd be like, they're all the same. It doesn't matter which ant we pick, you know? Coming to Earth, a human is a human.
Right, but then we would come inside and they would say, hey, by the way, it matters. That was the bad Van Halen days. You go, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
Maybe they just couldn't find David Lee Roth? Is that what you're
aliens
suggesting?
Aliens don't have bosses they have to answer to?
Look, I don't
know. You wasted your technology on Sammy Hagar?
I don't know what the answer is, but Sammy Hagar claims he has been abducted on more than one occasion. We wanted to talk to you at 1-800-520-1067. Now, before we go to Mandy, who's on line one, and don't forget, all Mandys are hot, so please hold on. Okay. What was the bet that you and Ralph were making yesterday as we were planning today's show?
Well, we've done a lot of phone topics, and we bring up a lot of weird and wild, call-in topics. And have we ever had one be where no one called? I don't think ever.
I don't know. It happens so infrequently. There's always somebody out there who has experienced the thing that we're talking about. But alien abductions, I think Ralph was worried that we wouldn't get any.
That
we'd find nobody who honestly believed they were abducted, not just goofing around.
Right. And we did fake your own death. We did stuff like that. Calls came in for days. Apparently our audience really fakes their own death a lot. But you believe that aliens somehow had contact with you. I mean, Sammy Hagar said when he was smaller, he threw rocks at a spaceship and they took him. Okay, well, that's dumb. You don't throw rocks at a spaceship. But the second one was not, he didn't get taken up. He was just there and he had an exchange wirelessly, is what he's saying.
Let's talk to Mandy is on line one here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Mandy, thanks a lot for calling and being brave enough to confess something that I'm sure you have been mocked in the past for talking about, right?
Definitely.
All right. All right. What's the story?
The story is about when I was about 15. I had an experience. I have vague memories of being taken, but what really matters is that I still have the mark on my body.
Yeah, the mark on your... What mark? Yeah, where?
It's on my right arm.
Right arm.
It's about between, you know, where your elbow and your shoulder meet?
Right
there. And it only shows up when my body temperature rises too high.
Okay, first of all, my elbow and my shoulder don't meet at all. So maybe the aliens...
That muscle like, right there, your bicep, okay?
I did some surgery.
Oh, you're saying in between where your elbow and your shoulder... Okay.
Right there. I wish I had a picture. I really do.
Well, take one with your phone and send it to us in email.
I'm not going to go for a run right now.
Okay.
Have you
ever had a doctor look at this mark?
Yes, I have.
And what do they say?
They said they don't understand why my vascular system is responding that way.
Okay.
And so they prescribed me medication. They gave me some stuff for, like, migraines, because when my body temperature rises too high, I get migraines. And it happened because I was a swimmer. And the year before, when I was 14, I was a champion. And then when I became 15, it turned into something, like, horrible. Like, after that experience, it was just... And right. That mark is still there.
Okay,
like
so the mark is still there. You think that it was from being abducted?
I think so.
Okay. When did that happen?
I know this sounds stupid. I know this sounds crazy. But
you're who we want to talk to. When did that happen?
When I was 15.
15, okay.
And what do you remember about that?
I just remember a light and pretty much feeling like weightless.
Right.
And then mm-hmm. experiencing more bright light and... All of a sudden, I was back in my bed, but I felt this pain, and I told my father, I was like, Dad, my arm hurts. He's like, oh, you just strained it. I was like, no, Dad, look. And there was a mark there. And over a couple of days, it faded, but every time my body temperature rises too high, it reappears.
Okay, I can't speak to the physical mark, and that is puzzling to me. But is it possible that the light and the other memories that you have of that is because you were having just a hyper-realistic dream?
You know, I've had night terrors before. After I had my son, I had night terrors because, I don't know, whatever. And the the people who do all that psychological stuff, they were like, oh, you're just having night terrors. And I was like, yeah, well, I understand night terrors. It feels like you can't breathe, you can't scream, your eyes are open, you know,
right.
You're sleeping. I've experienced that. That's something completely different.
But you believe 100% that that you were abducted. Were you on?
I definitely would not count that out. I mean, I don't want to sound crazy, but yeah, I think I was abducted by aliens.
All
and
right.
I think that they come back and they check on us to see, you know, if we're getting stronger or whatever.
Did you get any feeling whatsoever, even if it was subliminally, as to what their purpose was, why they picked you, or what they were trying to get from you?
Oh, they're just checking on our species. We're weak to them. We're not strong. We're too sickly. We get sick too easily. And they can't use us yet, but I think that they're waiting for the right time for our evolution to evolve, and then, yeah, we'll be back to breed us.
So I saw Battle LA. How often have they visited to check, to get an update on our status? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just when I was 15,
just
I
that
remember
one time.
That. I just really remember that, but I know that they marked me. So
fantastic.
When, so they can come back, you mean?
What?
So they can come back to you later, they marked you mean?
I think so. So every prisoner gets a number.
I thought that they probed your beehole. I didn't realize it was right near
oh
your.
God.
I didn't know it was right near your underarm.
No. I don't know what exactly happened when I was there. I don't think that they're very evil creatures.
Okay.
I think they're just looking for our immune systems.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Mandy, I'm glad you called. You don't sound crazy. But thanks for being on Coast to Coast.
Yes.
I'm George Norrie.
You do sound crazy, first of all.
I don't think she sounds crazy at all. But
and
I mean,
you know
you're a hot mess in other ways, but you don't sound crazy about the alien invasion. But I want to thank you for listening and thank you for calling, okay?
Okay. Well, the other reason I called is because my mom used to sing for Sammy Hagar. And so
maybe it's contagious. Maybe you took your mom took the same drugs that Sammy Hagar took. All
oh
right,
my God.
We have to go, dear. Thank you very much for the call. All right, Albert, you hang on. Gary, you hang on. Anyone else who has personal abduction stories? It's getting crazy now. I like this. 1-800-520-1067. We'll talk to you next on the Kevin and Bean.
Thank thanks to K-Rock listener Derek for sending us the tip that on CNN Entertainment they have the best photo ever. And that is the unfortunate news that Elizabeth Taylor is dead. And then a bigger picture of her, of Psycho Mike from Dancing with the Stars. Bigger and better.
That is kind of odd the way it's laid out on their website. Big, close-up, full-color, high-definition photo of Psycho Mike, a Dancing with the Stars contestant, right next to like a grainy black-and-white paparazzi photo in tribute to Elizabeth Taylor. It does seem like they have their priorities a little out of whack with the news
and
of the day.
And that's the way it should be. So go to krock.com for details. It is 9:27.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. We don't talk about Sammy Hagar very often on this show, partly because he sucks, but partly because he's crazy. Listen to this. This is a recap from one of the nighttime entertainment shows. I think it might be Extra, talking about the astounding revelation in Sammy Hagar's new autobiography.
Hagar also claims he's been abducted by aliens. The singer says he had an up-close and personal encounter with creatures from another planet. Sammy tells MTV's website, Hive, "It was real. Aliens were plugged into me." Adding, "The knowledge was transferred back and forth. I could see them and everything while it was happening."
She sounds like she's mocking him while doing that report.
A little bit. A little bit, yeah. It is weird. I always thought David Lee Roth was the crazy Van Halen singer, but apparently not. Let's talk to Albert real quick. Line 2, 1-800-520-1067. We've got a couple of minutes to get your stories of alien abduction. We're not joking around here. You have to seriously believe it. Albert, is that you? You seriously believe it happened to you?
Hey, how's it going now?
Good.
It's going great now.
How about you now?
I'm pretty good. Thanks a lot. I was listening to the story, and I thought, people might think I'm crazy, you know what I mean? But totally, when I was like, I'm 30 now, but when I was 18, I had the same experience, not physically, but when you're tapping, they're tapping you in the mind, it feels like you're there physically, you know what I mean?
Okay, so okay. You felt what you understood was aliens actually making a connection with your mind sort of wirelessly.
Yeah, totally. It's like what I remember is just like yesterday. What happened was I was awake and I just totally fell. It was like I fell asleep like it was a coma or something like that.
Right.
And I was totally in this. First thing I seen was the aliens, and it was like it's totally real. You know what I mean? It was like oh man, yeah. They were like doing sexual experiments on me and stuff.
Sexual experiments.
And they started. Yeah, it was a trip, and they're doing other weird stuff too as well, like putting IVs in my arms and stuff like that, doing tests and multiple tests, and then there goes the sexual experiment again. And,
wow.
And it was kind of like it was totally like short, you know what I mean? But like the whole like it felt like forever, but when I woke up out of it, it was only like 10 minutes, you know.
Okay, Albert, let me interrupt you for 1 second here, buddy. You sound way high even now. Is it possible that all of this was some sort of drug-induced dream?
You know, I've partied a lot in my day, you know what I mean? I mean, I still do a little bit,
Were you taking hallucinogens
at the time?
Were you taking hallucinogens at the time?
It's
a fair
question. I like to talk over the radio. Okay.
Okay, what? Okay, all right.
Albert is not a great witness to abduction, I don't think.
Well, I think here's the problem. Those who feel like they're not crazy and have been abducted don't speak because Albert calls and then everybody goes, wow.
Right.
Nut jobs.
Right. Let's see if we have any better luck with Gary. Gary's on line 4. He joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show, claims that he was also abducted like Sammy Hagar and our man Albert. Gary, welcome to the program, man. Thanks for hanging on.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. So, now, do you guys want to know the truth, or do you want to know the not truth?
Oh, we want to know the truth.
All right. I have actual proof that I was abducted. I have pictures of the alien creatures.
Uh-huh.
I have a friend that's a doctor who has taken 17 objects out of people's body, metal objects, that transmitted a radio frequency on 3.1 or 3.2 gigahertz.
Okay.
Okay. It happened to me... the first time when it really started going on was we were on vacation to Washington State. I was a fire prevention officer for the city of Bakersfield.
Okay.
And went up to Washington State. My daughter, when we came back, my daughter, who was 3 years old, would not go outside at night. And I was trying to take her out to the trailer that we'd went up there and camped in, and she told me that the little men get Daddy and Sarah. And I said, what little man? And she pointed like upwards and behind her, which was towards the tree. And I said, look, there's nobody in the tree. And she kicked me and began crying. And she said, no, the little men's from the little men from the lights come and get Daddy and Sarah. So I started seeing little objects and stuff. And I thought I was losing my mind. I went to see a psychologist and, I eventually got a camera, a hidden video camera that was in a clock, and I started filming, and I got images of them. The reason that people say that things seem like hours that are happening to you, but it's only a few minutes that goes by is because they have the ability to move through time. Time doesn't mean anything to these creatures.
What shows up on the video? What does it look like? If I were watching it, what would I see?
Well, the ones that the pictures I have aren't typical. These creatures that I saw, they look more like an insect with like little tiny horns or antennas on their heads.
Are they the size of an insect?
No.
They're the size of a human?
They're probably about probably about 3 feet tall.
Big dog size?
Yeah. No, they're like a small child, you know, about 2 to 3 feet tall. Some of them are taller. Some of them are 46 inches. The ones that I've seen while I was actually awake, they were walking around my house, and we were watching a movie, and I saw one of them walk across the hallway. But the point
Gary, let me interrupt you right 1 second, just because we're so short on time, and this is such a fascinating topic. I definitely want to follow. It sounds like you have the most convincing evidence ever of aliens appearing on Earth. Photographs and video that you took that are undeniable. It's not just a light. It's not just a blob. It's not a shadow. It's an actual being. Why hasn't this video and photo, why haven't these been confirmed and released to the public, and why aren't they the talk of the nation?
Tell me who to send them to. Tell me somebody that's reputable to send them to that's going to look. I got involved with that whole UFO scene. There's a lot of nuts out there. There's only a few people that most of these people are amateurs that do investigations. The government already knows about it. I have pictures of government spaceships that our government has.
But I think photos like that you could take to any reputable news organization. If you showed up at CBS News and said, look at these photos, please have your experts look at them, and they'll show that they're not doctored, I think they'd have to deal with the reality of what they're seeing on the pictures.
All right, I'll send them to you, and you send them to somebody like
that. All right, we'd be happy to. We'd love that very much. You hold on for 1 second. Talk to producer Alex, and she'll give you all of our information. Gary, do keep in touch, all right?
Sure.
Okay, hold on.
All right, thank you very much. Well, I think we're out of time for now, but I think that's a nice, pretty nice cross-section of abductees, don't you?
Sure.
Absolutely. I love them all. I want to go with. I know that Ralph is here now to do the showbiz beat on the Kevin and Bean Show, but don't you think he ought to be giving you a $1 bill first, Kevin, before anything else goes on the air?
Oh, because we weren't going to get any calls from alien abductees?
Because there was a bet, if I recall correctly, that Ralph said we weren't going to get anybody calling.
It was sort of
abducted.
A bet, and then that kind
then
of
there was
out,
pump priming. Yeah. I didn't know that there was going to be pump priming. I had no idea.
It was not factored in. We invited people to call in if they'd have been abducted by aliens. That's how we get phone calls. We tell them what the topic is.
Yeah, but you went on Twitter and Facebook, and you pumped the prime and primed the pump.
All right.
And you pumped the pump, and you also primed the prime.
Well, I'm not sure a sore loser here, I think.
I'm not sure what any of that means, but we did find...
I was abducted and had my pump primed, actually.
We did find a good long-term friend in Greg.
Yes, Greg is our best friend.
I love him so much.
He makes a lot of sense to me, by the way. I think the aliens did warn him about 9/11 first. I think that happened.
He told our producer Alex a lot of stuff off the air, which we need to find out a little bit more in-depth on there, because he's got the truth, not the not truth.
All right, we will save him for another day. Right now, Ralph will take us out for today with another look at the showbiz beat.
Elizabeth Taylor was abducted today.
Wow, that's touching.
She's not here anymore, is she?
No.
Well, how do you know? How do you know what happens?
That's a good point.
You some specialist in the afterlife? You don't know.
I am a specialist.
Oh, I did not realize that.
You want to hear something fascinating, Ralph? You know how the news organizations...
But if it's not fascinating,
dollar. Yeah. This is fascinating. You know how the news organizations, especially for an older celebrity with health problems, they have their obit packages ready to go. And all over, you turn on the TV today, they've got all these clips already edited together of Elizabeth Taylor, greatest movies ever.
The guy who wrote her obituary was already dead.
The guy who wrote Elizabeth Taylor's obituary for the New York Times died 6 years ago.
Yes.
How about that? How crazy is that?
I just beamed you. I finally had a chance to bean. How does that happen? Woo!
What's happening?
Fascinating or not fascinating?
Woo!
I'll go with fascinating.
That's he wrote her obituary. He died 6 years ago. She died today.
But it's not uncommon for obituaries for celebrities to be written far in advance.
Sure.
And she had been struggling with health issues for a couple decades now.
That is kind of odd.
No, but it is remarkable that he passed away 6 years before she did, and he wrote her obituary.
She's a great actress, and if you're like Kevin and you've not seen some of the all-time classic Elizabeth Taylor movies, take this as an opportunity to get acquainted with her, because she was beautiful to look at and a really, really talented actress.
Kevin, you going to do that?
No way!
Yeah, I didn't think so.
More bad news. Chris Pontius and his wife are filing for divorce. He, of course, star of Jackass. Known to some as Party Boy. Jeez, I wonder how he got a divorce. Usually the party boys make the best husbands.
Look, I love Jackass more than most. I don't know that any of them are good marriage material.
Yeah. I don't know if any of them currently have any marriages existing right now. I know Johnny Knoxville.
Doesn't. I don't know.
Steve-O, I don't think he's in a permanent relationship.
Kind of size people up. Like, would they be good in a marriage? I think Jackass is kind of at odds with that.
Yeah. Apparently, they filed for divorce last week. They'd been separated since 2009, according to Claire Nolan, Chris's lovely wife. They married in 2004, but no children, so perhaps they can just split up the record collection and go their separate ways. Gene Simmons has returned home to Israel. Speaking of turning home. Hey, wait a minute. Gene and Lisa aren't here. What the hell's going on?
Abducted.
Like rats leaving a sinking ship. They've both been abducted.
Yeah.
Psycho Mike was abducted by Tom Bergeron, and Lisa was abducted by Poop Eaters Anonymous. Rushed her out for an intervention. He has returned home to Israel this week to film an episode for his A&E reality series, Gene Simmons Family Jewels.
Okay.
Of course, Israel, Gene Simmons' birthplace.
That's right.
He has not visited Israel since he moved to America more than 50 years ago. Has not been back since.
Wow. Even touring or whatever?
Yeah, nothing.
No? That's weird.
He was born Chaim Witz. Grew up.
Don't tell Charlie Sheen. He's going to be missed.
Grew up dirt poor in northern Israel and still considers that area his real home. Well, I can tell. After all the visiting he's done in the past
50
years.
Well, he goes every 50 years, Ralph.
That's true. He does.
The Family Jewels show. You ready for another interesting fact? Longest running celebrity reality show in television history.
Wow.
How about that?
And Gene Simmons died 6 years ago.
That's what's shocking about. They're still making new episodes.
Had it all banked.
Still doing new ones. More news from the Lohan family. Michael, of course, was arrested Monday night on 3 counts of domestic violence, including false imprisonment.
That's Lindsay's dad.
Inflicting corporal injury on a cohabitant. And the preventing of a report of victimization. There's very specific laws on the books.
The report, he didn't let her call 911?
She wanted to call 911, okay. He wouldn't let her, yeah. Meanwhile, Dina is in the news, speaking about her daughter Lindsay's appearance in court this Friday. To see whether she will agree to the no-contest plea deal or not that has been offered. Dina's mom says, my children don't steal things. And so she believes there's no way a plea could be an option. However, she does want Lindsay to get over this as soon as possible so she can get back to work. Because
what's work?
You know, that pole is not going to dance itself. Somebody's got to get up there. Fellas, get your signals out. Lindsay coming up to stage number one. We'll see what happens on Friday.
That would be awesome, by the way.
Oh, I'd go broke if Lindsay worked over at the Spearmint Rhino. I'd be tapped out. Today's celebrity birthday is Rick Ocasek of the Cars is 62 years old today. Singer Chaka Khan. She is 58 years old. Katherine Keener is 52. Richard Grieco, who famously was on 21 Jump Street and then his own spin-off series, Booker, is 46 years old. Kerry Russell, who was Felicity, is 35. And Michelle Monaghan is also 35 years old, soon to be seen in the new film, Source Code, with Jake Gyllenhaal, coming out on the 1st of April. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We are doing some researching today on the photos that Greg is going to send us of irrefutable proof that he was abducted by aliens.
I can't wait. He's got pictures of aliens that look like insects. I want to see those.
That's correct.
Bean wants to pay some money to this Kickstarter account, actually. Let's send him some money to support some of those alien photos.
Hopefully we can delve a little more in detail, as our producer Alex was on the phone with him for like 30 seconds afterward. She had...
Was it the real Greg though, or a fake Greg? Because sometimes Alex can't figure out who she's talking to over there.
That's good point. Yeah.
He has information on 9/11 and all kinds of good stuff. So that's tomorrow. Also, Danny Putty from Community. We have author Neil Strauss on the program tomorrow.
Oh,
Everyone Loves You When You're
book.
Dead.
Interesting book. Some stories are already coming out from that book that I can't wait to hear about.
He starts in the beginning of the book by saying, this is all the good stuff that I didn't put in the interviews when I did it for a newspaper or magazine or whatever. This is the only good stuff.
Yeah.
And it's
you see the Paris Hilton story, Ralph?
I sure did.
Yeah. Can't wait to talk to him about that.
It's everybody you've ever heard of he's talked to. And Oren Katzoff, who is, I believe, the vice president and general manager of Crack.com, about You Might Be a Zombie.
I'm telling you, one of my favorite books. I brought this book in and told you guys we have to talk to them about it. It is so funny and entertaining and all true and makes great bathroom reading.
All right. So that's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.